Thank you very much indeed. Much appreciated, Martin. Thank you. Well, I'm almost done for another day. I'm going to have a nice, quiet lie down. I think the snorting you just heard was from my gradually tan fading colleague. I'm delighted to say, John.
Oh, that's
Holmes.
It. You've upset me. I'm walking out.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot. People do this. People do this. Yes. Yes. So, thank you very much, Mr. Holmes. What is coming up on your show? You're having a few hissy fits and
tizzies? I might. It seems to be all the rage, doesn't it? Seems to be very fashionable. I want to get some idiots angry at me as well for no reason. Great! Let's do that!
I'd like to point out it was John calling you idiots, not me. People who are angry. John was saying.
Don't know what you're talking about.
His Twitter account is at John.
At John Holmes 1. Go for it. Right, what's coming up today? Well, we were going to have a Hollywood guest, but that's going to be tomorrow now. So can't
that's what Hollywood people are like,
aren't they? Though
they're very unreliable.
Yeah, they just walk out. And so Sam Claflin isn't on today, but he will be on tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, tomorrow's show is looking brilliant,
isn't it? Though today's not so clever. There's work experience punditry, of course, where someone we don't have to pay reviews a thing. Music today, it's Monday, that's what we're going
to
do.
What are they reviewing?
Some music, I don't know.
Just some music?
I literally don't know.
I tell you, it's all in the planning.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's all in the planning.
We don't plan it. There's the news in haikus, of course.
Of course.
The news is complicated, so it must be boiled down to the art of Japanese poetry.
I'm never entirely sure that Japanese poetry brings much clarification to the news.
You're very wrong about that.
Okay, well, we shall find out after 1 o'clock. John Holmes here after 1 o'clock. I'm going for a nice quiet lie down. You might need one as well. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends in 4 days. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know, no Screwfix.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and anytime goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Goodness me, it's 1 o'clock. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It is Monday afternoon. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, bodies have been removed after the Orlando nightclub massacre. A plea for England fans to behave themselves. And Pistorius won't give evidence at his murder sentencing.
Talk Radio.
Police in Orlando say they've identified most of the victims of America's worst mass shooting. It's understood the gunman, 29-year-old Omar Mateen, swore allegiance to the Islamic State group just before the attack at a gay club, which killed 49 people. Orlando Police Chief John Mina says they used an explosive to free people being held hostage.
There was a hole in the wall about 2 feet off the ground and about 2 or 3 feet wide. We were able to rescue dozens and dozens of people that came out of that hole. The suspect came out of that hole himself, armed with a handgun and a long gun, engaged in a gun battle with officers where he was ultimately killed.
Paul Tucock from Stonewall, a charity which promotes equal rights for gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender people, has told Talk Radio homophobia is still a big issue.
it won't come as a surprise to the LGBT community. We continue to feel vulnerable to homophobia, biphobia and transphobia. And I think the important thing is that the LGBT people have support from people around them at the moment, because many of us will feel scared and vulnerable in going about our everyday lives.
England captain Wayne Rooney and manager Roy Hodgson have pleaded with supporters to behave themselves at Euro 2016. UEFA has threatened to throw both England and Russia out of the tournament if there's a repeat of the violence in Marseille. Rooney says he hopes the next game goes ahead without any problems.
I'd like to thank the England fans for the great support inside the stadium against Russia. And now we have a big game coming up against Wales. I'd like to ask the fans, please, if you don't have a ticket, don't travel. And for the fans with tickets, be safe, be sensible, and continue with your great support for the players. Thank you.
A psychologist has told a court in South Africa that Oscar Pistorius will not be able to give evidence during his sentencing hearing because he has depression. The Paralympian is facing at least 15 years in prison for murdering his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. A 42-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of a double murder after the bodies of two women were found at an address in Liverpool. Police say they received a telephone call this morning about the safety of two females at the house in Anfield. And a British judo star who doctors say had a 1% chance of survival after a moped accident in Vietnam is arriving back in Scotland this afternoon. Stephanie Inglis suffered head injuries in the accident in May.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy and muggy with thundery showers, the heaviest across the north and east of England and southwest Scotland. The best of today's sunshine will be across northern Scotland with highs of 19 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. You all right?
Yeah, are you?
Good, yeah. How's your weekend? Just being chatty now.
Are you? Great.
Great weekend, was it?
It was lovely. Yeah. How was yours?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
Is this over now?
Yeah.
Fine. Here's someone with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. It's the Republic of Ireland's turn to start their Euro 2016 campaign today. They're up against Zlatan Ibrahimovic's Sweden in Paris. Elsewhere at the tournament today, Spain begin their defence against the Czech Republic, and it's Italy versus Belgium. It's understood that Reading will announce the appointment of former Manchester United defender Jaap Stam as their new manager this afternoon. The Championship club have called a news conference for 2:30. Wales rugby union wing George North is out of the rest of their New Zealand tour. He injured his hamstring during the first test defeat to the world champions in Auckland at the weekend. And there are two British women in action on day one of the pre-Wimbledon Edgbaston tennis tournament. Heather Watson takes on Italy's Camilla Giorgi, and Naomi Brody also has a first round match. She's up against the Australian Daria Gavrilova. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Cafe Annabelle has been open for a year now. I named it after my daughter. Things started slowly, but once people tried our coffee, we began to do really well. Then, disaster struck. The espresso machine, my single biggest purchase, gave up. Fortunately, I got a loan from Lloyds Bank so I could order a new one before people got a taste for our rival's coffee. It's not as good as ours, by the way.
Sometimes small businesses need cash to solve unexpected problems. That's why Lloyds Bank approve 8 out of 10 business loans and overdrafts. Lloyds Bank. Whatever your next step, we'll be by your side. Lloyds Bank, all lending is subject to status. 8 out of 10 relates to loans and overdrafts in the period November 2013 to March 2016.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. I am set on the world of Azeroth. Why did you choose to go for ham?
Not a word, it's a portmanteau.
Seven.
Have a little chit. I will often make a simple ham. Board games are so pre-9/11, aren't they?
A brunch.
Dog and a boot and a ship. Flap. Max Rushton, hello. Who is a girl? Merkin.
Good afternoon.
Drew Barrymore, of course. Didn't they introduce a load of new, more modern...
Schadenfreude, please.
And an upcoming movie film release is that of the
person and the thing and the stuff.
Have you ever tried to play Scrabble with alphabet and spaghetti?
An epic battle. If you were in a workplace or Roundtree Macintosh.
Hello, it's Merkin.
Ooh!
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power.
becomes no responsibility.
All right, then, let's do this thing. Good afternoon. Hello, it's Monday. So, you know, we might as well just suck it up and deal with it. Welcome along, then, as we take off from Talk Radio's northern runway after the southern one stormed off after it broke up following a clash with Julia Hartley Brewer. Is that right? I've just really glanced at the news today. To be honest, it's something to do with Julia Hartley Brewer arguing with Gatwick Airport during a paper review. Is that something? I don't know. Anyway, the runway stormed off because there was a problem with Julia Hartley Brewer's right wing. Was it? Is that? Anyway, and apparently Donald Trump has tweeted that he was right to build a wall around gay Muslims or something. I've only really glanced at the papers this morning. I'm not really sure what's going on. And the Queen was tear gassed by well wishers who were given hampers full of it by Marks and Spencers to celebrate her birthday. It was also my dad's birthday at the weekend. It was his 75th birthday, thank you for asking. And he had a barbecue. I don't really know why the Queen couldn't have just been satisfied with that. I mean, it's clearly one rule for monarchs and heads of the Commonwealth and quite another for retired builders from Nuneaton. Right, that's the news dealt with. Shall we crack on? Hello, I'm John Holmes. Yes, it's Monday. Yes, it's just after 1 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. And here's what's going to be happening on today's charge into the broadcasting afternoon pen. Horrible? Headline hijack. No, nothing horrible about it. Headline hijack. I don't know why I said that. Headline hijack on the way. That is, of course, where you are encouraged to put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. Your chance, then, to undergo work experience as a tabloid journalist as we invite you to completely fabricate the news. Make something up. Send it over. It could well be broadcast as fact from out Victoria's otherwise truthful mouth, which sounds like this.
Hi.
Things that go in and out of Victoria's mouth all the time, and ordinarily it's a truthful mouth, isn't it? It's truthful, but because such is the function of the news. But at 2 o'clock, no, you get the chance to fill her mouth with lies. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
If you would like to get involved in today's headline hijack, you were, weren't you, at a family thing at the weekend as well? Victoria, was that right?
Yeah, I had a barbecue.
See, the Queen couldn't be satisfied with that, though, could she? No. What was yours in aid of?
Just wanted to have a barbecue.
Chatty today. So your made-up news nonsense then. Welcome for the news at 2 o'clock. That is Monday's headline hijack. If you're having lunch alone, you may want to get involved in the Lonely Lunch Club. Lunch alone no longer. Share part of your lunch hour with us. We will be your virtual friend and or colleague available to chit about this and to chat about that. You can get in touch. The idle conversation agenda for that is all yours. Your lunchtime made less lonely, fewer lonely, and you'll be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair if you'd like to get involved with that. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is an email. Work experience punditry on the way today. Aidan casts an ear over new music. We've nude news. As if you were listening on Friday, you will know that paid intern Cornelius went on a date to London's naked restaurant with an equally nude Xena from The Office. Find out what fell in the soup shortly. Hang on, I've just realised why Victoria's in a mood.
Why?
Because you two used to go out.
Yeah, we did.
We never went out.
And you went on a date with someone else on Friday. And Victoria's all stroppy today, and I was trying to work out why. Now I understand.
Yes, it all adds up.
Interesting office relationship scenario.
You're just talking rubbish.
Yeah, well, you know you went on a date with him.
No, I didn't.
To see Catfish in the Bottom,
don't you remember?
That we both were there. It wasn't a date.
You went together.
We went together. We travelled on the tube together.
that's what qualifies a date.
Wait a minute.
I did not touch your hands.
Anything else? It's travelled on the tube, a euphemism.
No, I think that's just how Cornelius thinks that's a date, even though it's not. It's desperate.
You're saying I didn't go out with a date with that man who sat opposite me on the tube this morning?
Where did you go? Where did you travel on the tube? Did you get a mud shoot?
Oh, my God.
What?
Cockfosters.
Yeah. Fine. All right, so Victoria's in the mood because Cornelius has been on a date with someone else.
Not true.
That's coming up later because Cornelius recorded some of his package there. which we'll be playing out later. There's the news in haikus on the programme as well. We will find out what the people think. Today, do they think landmark? Is this right? Landmarks or worms? Worms. Good. That's what the people will find out what they think. We will talk to another foreign correspondent in their native foreign. Plus, due to an administrative error on Cornelius's part, we will have a guest who is an expert on beer.
Yeah.
I mean, this wasn't technically planned about half an hour ago, but it's happening now.
It'll be fun.
2 o'clock, someone who's an expert on beer will be in to talk to us, even though she's not really our guest. But we'll explain all that as we go along. So, Ginger Dave not here. He's not producing today. Lock up your students. Asprod Cass is all light and cheery through the glass.
Yeah.
Marta's on buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hello.
Yep, Victoria. Well, we know about her. Paid intern Cornelius is now storming off because he's angry with Julia Hartley Brewer.
Just right, that's it.
Just leave the program.
Right. Oh.
Stormed off. Mm. Awkward now, isn't it?
No.
You just already see him go?
No.
Okay. I am John Holmes, and this is your Monday afternoon talk radio thing from Talk Radio. We'll start with some music.
Every day I wake up, I hope I'm dreaming. I can't believe this shit. Can't believe you ain't here. Sometimes it's just hard for a nigga to wake up. It's just hard to just keep going. It's like I feel empty inside without you being here. I would do anything to bring you back. I saw your son today. He looked just like you. You was the greatest. You'll always be the greatest. I miss you, babe. Can't wait till that day when I see your face again.
Right, you know, normally, Cornelius, right, when we play a bit of music there at the beginning of the show, you know that?
Yeah.
That we just did there.
Yeah.
And I said, every day, right, on this show, we go, we'll start with some music, and then I put some music on, don't I,
yeah,
that I've chosen, and then it somehow links to the big story, doesn't it? Somehow links to the big story.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
why? Like, what about it?
Well, you see, I pressed play then,
yeah,
on that, and wondered what that was, because that's not the song I said to play. Was it? That's not what I said.
No.
The link to the big story. What we got there was just a weird sort of church-based monologue from a man. It wasn't the song that...
Yeah, no, it seems like there's a few, yeah.
And I mean, is this because I said get Puff Daddy, and because of this big row about homophobia, you didn't want to use anything with that word in it?
No.
Oh.
Do you want a bit of blast now?
Oh, you've got the right one now, have you? That's the same. Oh, alright, that's the one. Yeah.
So that version turns out to have a lovely 2-minute, slightly expletive filled bit of the start.
Yeah, I mean, well, pretty. Because I thought this was where it was going to come in.
Yeah,
but instead,
yeah,
we got 2 minutes of swearing.
Good day. One swear and we got rid of it. So.
Yeah.
So it didn't go for
it's too late. You might as well cut it. It's too late.
Yeah.
You've.
I'm really got it because it would have been a great great reason to play Puff Daddy on Talk Radio.
Yep.
But I've ruined it.
Can't say that word anymore. That's why he's changed his name. But that's... Well, if I had played that, why don't you ask me why I was playing that?
John?
Yes, Cornelius.
Why didn't you
who's
play...
Who's now spoilt the start of the show.
It's not the only part of the show I've spoilt today.
No, that's true.
Why did you play... Why didn't you play Puff Daddy, I'll Be Missing
Well,
You?
Well, because today's a big story, because obviously that has a sample of the police in it, doesn't it?
Ah, police story then.
Yeah, because here's the news, the big story that everyone's talking about. Kent police are spending £4 million giving every, quote, frontline officer their own tablet computer.
Really?
Yes. And this is they're rolling this out, despite cutbacks, you see. And that this is just one example of frivolous policing. A lot of people are complaining about, because you've also heard about the other examples of this frivolous policing, of course, with the you know the water. They're saying this is in Kent. Water out of water cannon to disperse crowds isn't water doesn't do enough. They're using fizzy water because water still water. If you think about it, still water, it's fine, but fizzy water it bubbles up your nose, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
So Kent police are also spending another £4 million on using bottles of fizzy water poured into water cannon to disperse people should it be necessary. This is, of course, they've got the idea from the French police, who've been using champagne to disperse the hooligans in Marseille.
Sure.
So there's a lot of complaints about frivolous policing. So we're going to be tackling that within the next 10, 15 minutes or so on the programme. So we're going to need a guest to talk to about this. Cass, ask prod assistant producer Cass through the glass.
Yeah.
Could you get me a guest, and sort of maybe a...
Copper.
Like an ex-police chief?
Yes, yeah, I was thinking exactly that. Or a current police chief. Maybe the chief constable of Kent, to talk about this spending of... irresponsible
frivolous.
Spending. Frivolous.
Frivolous.
Yes, if you like. Could you get me the Chief Constable of Kent?
Probably not, but I'll give it a go.
Okay. 18 minutes past one. We'll talk next to the Chief Constable of Kent here on Talk Radio as we tackle the big story.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Whether you're going on a tour of Europe with the family or you're off to France with a football. Halfords have got everything you need, from motoring abroad kits to breathalyzers, so you're legally equipped for your European journey. Plus, we can even fit a cycle carrier and roof box to your car, giving you the freedom to pack more into your adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application, the deadline for your tax return, and now... The Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Everyone's a winner this week at TradePoint. We've got thousands of prizes to give away to help you enjoy the football in style. From smart TVs, official shirts and Carlsberg vouchers to the ultimate football party bundle. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 19th of June for your chance to win. Trade only.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the Manchester area, the westbound M62 has a lane closed due to an oil spillage around junction 20 for Rochdale. Lane closed on the southbound M6 in Cheshire. That's due to a breakdown between junction 19 and 18. That's causing queues on the approach. And in Leicestershire, the southbound M1 remains closed due to a police incident between junction 23A, the A42, and 22 for Colville, with long delays on surrounding routes. I'm David Moore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. And just before we talk to the Chief Constable of Kent Police about their frivolous spending habits, we've got some of your reactions that have come in. Of course, Talk Radio, if you've got a reaction, then you can react it in this direction. You can use 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay, what have we got coming in?
Lots coming in, John. Lots at Concern says, shame to see it all kicking off at the football. But then again, how would they start the game? Yeah. And Question Nobody Knows says, can you even recycle a Pringles can?
Thank you very much. Thank you. And, well, it's the big story we're talking about. Okay, if you only just tuned in, what you've missed is us talking about the big story, which is that Kent Police are apparently going to spend £4 million giving every frontline officer their own tablet computer. Now, a lot of people are angry about this because they say it's a frivolous waste of money. Why on earth would a frontline officer need a tablet computer? I mean, what use is that to a frontline officer on the line to answer these questions and these queries now is the... The Chief Constable of Kent Police. Hello?
Hello. No, I think there's been some sort of dreadful administration error.
Right. You're not...
I'm not the Chief Constable.
I recognise this voice.
Yes. Hang on, just bear with me, voice. Cass, Aspod Cass.
What?
You know, a minute ago you said you were going to try and get the Chief Constable of Kent Police to talk about this.
Yeah.
What happened?
I've been busy clearing up Cornelius's mess, so I'm a bit busy.
Right, who is it?
It's Roo. He's our tech reviewer.
Our work experience tech reviewer.
He's a techie.
From Thursdays.
Yeah.
What does he know about frivolous policing? Anything?
iPads.
Let's go with it. On the line now is our tech reviewer from Thursdays. His work experience. We don't have to pay him. He's called Roo. Good afternoon, Roo.
Good afternoon.
Good to talk to you on Not a Thursday. Now, listen, this story, just go with it. Kent Police, £4 million. Every frontline officer has got their own tablet computer. What do you make of that?
£4 million? I didn't know £4
million. £4
million. Yeah. I'm all for a bit of tech. I'll have an iPad.
I know you do.
And I suppose they've got to move with the times and all the rest.
Well, hang on. Go on.
But £4 million?
Allow me to argue with you early on in this, making sure you don't make any kind of point. Now, listen, this is every frontline officer, Root. What is a frontline, that's the key word, isn't it, frontline officer, doing with an iPad? Unless, and this is what people are saying, they are simply getting the biggest iPads, the big ones, and giving them out instead of shields. Is there any truth to this?
Well, they could... be shields or double up as some sort of newfangled truncheon, couldn't they?
Yes.
You could hit somebody over the head with one of these big iPads.
Yeah, would that mean you'd need two iPads then, wouldn't you? If you're a policeman, you're going to need one as a shield and then one as a truncheon.
An iPad and an iPad mini, and you're sorted.
And what a stroke, you've just doubled the cost.
Well, yes.
Now you're suggesting they get two iPads, every frontline policeman.
Well, there are such things... as second-hand electronic stores. These don't need to be brand new. They could be refurbished models.
Yes. What do you make of this story, though? I mean, this is just the tip of the frivolous policing iceberg. What do you make of this story that in France they're firing champagne instead of water out of the cannon? What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's going to have the opposite of the desired effect and instead attract rioters rather than deter them.
Yes, yeah, a lot of people are agreeing with you on that. And this is... let me run this past you as well. The Ring of Steel... You've heard of the Ring of Steel, of course, the police...
It was a movie I once watched, I think.
Not that one, no. The one in this instance is the one that the police put round the city in London, didn't they, to stop terrorism a while ago. But the new ring, there's now a ring of gold. This is, and people are saying this is too much. The police are spending too much money in a time of austerity. What, you know, we've had a ring of steel. The police are saying, well, now it's a ring of gold. I mean, this is costing money. This is costing taxpayers money, Roo.
Whatever happened to the old days when police had nothing but a pleasant disposition, a silly hat, and a truncheon?
Exactly. And look, what...
I mean, why couldn't they just... What happened? What changed? Why can't they do what they used to do without tech in every policeman's pocket these days?
You're absolutely right. And think how nicer the world was back then, wasn't it? We didn't get the kind of terrorism we've been looking at over the last 24 hours, did we? When just a bobby on the beat with
sunshine and lollipops. It was beautiful.
Exactly. And the moment you start giving the police these extra iPads, you know, look at the consequences. No one's considering the consequences. I'm right. Okay, let me run this past you as well. Police horses, okay? The police in Kent specifically have said that police horses are not frivolous enough. So what they're doing now in Kent is there's a breeding program for centaurs. You know, the torso of a policeman. And the arms of a policeman, but the bottom half of a horse, like from mythology. And they're breeding these in Kent. They're breeding them in Kent. And this is costing the taxpayer millions of pounds. It's frivolity.
So preoccupied with whether they could, they didn't stop to think whether they should. But, you know, it might be okay if they get to wear the silly hats.
Well, no, they are still wearing. You're absolutely right. They're still, the centaurs are still wearing the policeman's helmet. But let me run. Look, okay, this is the excuse they've given. This is a statement from Kent Police about this. Let me just read it to you. Horse policing is a key aspect of the shared vision to employ innovative working to help maximise officer time on frontline policing. The reason Kent Police are using centaurs instead of horses isn't because of frivolity. In the long run, they say, it will save money because when the horse does a poo, the front end of the horse, being the torso of a man, can turn round and simply clear it up, which will save the taxpayer thousands of pounds in horse poo removal from the streets. I mean, what do you make of that?
The thing is, where are the centaurs going to be keeping their iPads? Because they're not going to be able to wear the traditional policeman's trousers, are they?
No, but they're going to put them in the saddles, they're saying. So there are...
Well, who's riding these centaurs?
Well, that's the thing, they don't need riders, do they? Because they're half man, half policeman, half police horse.
How are they going to use the iPads? They're going to mash their noses against the screen. Oh, no, so they've still got arms.
They've got arms. So they're using iPads as shields and truncheons, which has doubled the cost. And this is another thing. Sniffer dogs. Sniffer dogs.
Yes.
Yes. But no. How efficient, on a scale of 1 to 10, Roo, would you say a police sniffer dog is? How efficient?
I've never been sniffed.
I find that hard to believe.
I mean, I've no experience with a sniffer dog, so...
As a layman, how efficient is a sniffer dog?
Well, they tend to be quite... I remember they brought one into school, actually, and he sniffed out some suspicious...
Teachers?
Bits and pieces, yes. He seemed to have no trouble with that.
Right, well, OK, well, so fairly efficient, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how about this? Kent Police are saying that they've got a breeding program alongside the centaurs where they're breeding six-headed dogs like Cerberus, the guardian of Hades from mythology, and that they say that six-headed sniffer dogs are more efficient than one-headed dogs.
Are they all going to be encouraged to seek out different smells? That would just be... chaos.
Well, yes, you've put your finger on it. And you think about six-headed dogs trying to sniff the bottoms, one bottom. They're not six-bottomed dogs. They've got six-headed dogs, right? Now, at the moment, the ratio is one dog's nose to another dog's anus, isn't it? It's one-to-one, right?
That tends to be the... traditionally, that's
exactly
how it works.
Now, think about this then, right? A six-headed dog, right? But if you don't increase the number of ani, then what you've got is six dogs smelling one ani, anus.
But to be fair, I would rather more head than ani. I mean, you wouldn't want to have the ani outnumber the heads, would you? That's not ideal.
I mean, no, it isn't. No. And would be prohibitively expensive. Yeah. Although the centaurs could clean up the dog mess while they were cleaning up the horse mess. So I suppose you could, technically.
And I suppose if you've got fewer heads, the output wouldn't be quite as staggering as you would assume with such a great many ani.
Thank you very much. That's the Chief Constable of Kent Police talking to us there from Kent. On the frivolous behaviour of Kent Police giving iPads to frontline officers and a breeding programme of half policeman, half horses and six-headed sniffer dogs. If you've got an opinion on that money I'm going to use the word wasted by Kent Police, then 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Orlando's police chief says many more people could have died in a mass shooting at a gay nightclub. 48 of Omar Mateen's 49 victims have been identified so far. The FBI has confirmed the 29-year-old was known to security services. Mayor Buddy Dias says the city will not be beaten.
We will not be defined by the act of a cowardly hater. We will be defined by how we respond, how we treat each other. And this community has already stepped up to do that.
England manager Roy Hodgson has appealed directly with supporters to behave themselves at the Euro 2016 football tournament. UEFA has threatened to throw both England and Russia out of it if there's a repeat of the violence seen at the weekend in Marseille. A Northern Ireland football fan who died after falling from a promenade in Nice has been named as Darren Rogers from Ballymena. The 25-year-old fell 8 metres onto a pebble beach at around 2 a.m. this morning. A psychologist has told a court in South Africa that Oscar Pistorius has depression, so will not be able to give evidence during his sentencing hearing. The Paralympic athlete is facing a minimum of 15 years in prison for murdering his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp 3 years ago. A 42-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of a double murder in Liverpool. The bodies of two women were found at a house in Anfield after police received a call about their safety. And the award-winning musical Hamilton is coming to London next year. The Broadway show, which won 11 Tony Awards, including Best Musical last night, opens at the Victoria Palace Theatre in October 2017. The weather cloudy and muggy with thundery showers, the heaviest across the north and the east of England, as well as southwest Scotland. Yep. The best of today's sunshine will be across northern Scotland, with highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Have you cheered up any?
Yep, loads.
Great, Victoria's in a really weird mood today. It's Lonely Lunch Club on the way in the next half an hour. If you are lunching alone, we would like to hear from you. You can get in touch at lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and you could well be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, good afternoon then. Hello, I am John Holmes. A lot of reaction coming in for today's big story then. This is, of course, that the police in Kent, you've just heard from the Chief Constable of Kent Police there talking to us about their project to breed centaurs. They say it's going to save money because these creatures will be half policeman, half horse. Of course, it will have the top, the torso and helmet of a policeman, but the body of a horse. And they say it saves money because, not least because, the horse, when it poos, can be cleaned up by the front end of the horse, as well as this sniffer dog program, where the sniffer dogs will be bred with six heads because they say it's more efficient, each head trained to sniff out a different thing, terrorism, drugs, right-wing people, that kind of thing. Cornelius, a lot of reaction coming in.
Yeah, lots of it coming in, John. Margaret says, God, these bobbies are so posh nowadays. We should be calling them Roberts. Mm. And you were talking about the ring earlier.
The ring of steel and the ring of gold.
Yeah, the ring of steel. Well, Jane has reminded us that, it is tradition for the ring of steel to cost 3 months' expenditure of the city on policing.
Yes, and I've got one of this coming in that just says, John, surprise, no mention of the Angry Birds program. You were talking about the centaurs and the dogs, of course. They've trialled this in Sweden, I'm sure you know, where they've taken a tip from Angry Birds, and they're firing actual angry birds at hooligans to disperse them.
Really?
And the French police in Marseille have said they've put in a call to see if this is going to work. Tear gas is only good up to a point, but once you start hurling angry birds, like in the game, but actual birds at people as though they were pigs, then it does disperse the crowds more quickly. And other people saying, send Julie Hartley Brewer in to the violence in Marseille to argue about homosexuals, and then everyone will just leave the square in disgust. So if you've got an opinion, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Headline hijack, then. That's the order of the afternoon. You know, at 2 o'clock, you know there's the news at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah, it's so weird.
I know. It's on the hour and on the half hour. And at 2 o'clock, specifically, yes, there's the news. Yes, what's in it is mostly fact. But at 2 o'clock on a weekday, it also contains a news lie. We call it headline hijack. It's your opportunity to do work experience as a tabloid journalist, i.e. make something up, get it reported as fact. 87222 if you'd like to make something up. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Get into today's headline hijack as Victoria speaks a lie. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. John. The Queen's... This is according to Michael, who got in early today, so well done, Michael. According to him, the Queen's official 90th birthday street party on the Mall was yesterday marred by violence as a small minority of attendees started hurling the chairs across the Mall at the Republicans.
Yeah, so I saw the shocking footage of that on television. Awful. It's awful stuff, wasn't it?
I blame the Russians.
The BBC has made a controversial announcement saying that in order to remain completely unbiased in the lead-up to the referendum, the words Brexit and Europe will be banned from any output across the corporation's networks, and instead they're just going to go...
So can't tell which one because they're both two syllables as well, so...
Yeah, and then you just have to fill in the gaps yourself. Michael McIntyre!
Hello,
Michael.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thanks. You're going to front a revolutionary new TV series, I understand.
Am I?
Yes,
it's a revolutionary new TV series. Could you explain more to the listener and myself?
Yes, it will see stand-up comedians perform live from space. Michael McIntyre, along with other comics, including Lee Nelson, Keith Lemon, I use the word comics loosely, and Shappy Corsandi.
She's brilliant.
Yes. Have all been undertaking astronaut training in preparation for the programme, which will be called Live at the Apollo 13. We don't know that they're going to be coming back.
Oh, no.
We hope not.
Don't say that, yeah.
I mean, anyway. Right, if you've got a made-up news story, we'd like to hear about it, and we'd like to get it into the news. We'd like it to come out of Victoria's face. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Lonely Lunch Club on the way, another inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 780 by 980mm Axis 90 centre pivot roof window for only £99, excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the Manchester area, the westbound M62 has a lane closed due to an oil spillage around junction 20 for Rochdale. Lane closed on the southbound M6 in Cheshire. That's due to a breakdown between junction 19 and 18. That's causing queues on the approach. And in Leicestershire, the southbound M1 remains closed due to a police incident between junction 23A, the A42, and 22 for Colville, with long delays on surrounding routes. I'm David Moore.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's going up to 2:15. Good afternoon. And, of course, Julia this morning, that was her trail there, talking, of course, very much about that that attack, that Julia Hartley Brewick attack. People are saying it was Julia Hartley Brewick, but a lot saying her attackers on Twitter simply don't like anyone and trying to pigeonhole it as an attack on specifically Julia Hartley Brewer may not be the way to go. But, of course, all the facts on in yet as to this attack on Julia Hartley Brewer on Twitter and so on after Owen Jones walked off the sofa on the Sky News review last night. But other people saying that it was an attack specifically on Julia Hartley Brewer and was obviously Julia Hartley Brewick. I say it's complex, all the facts aren't in yet. But I mean, personally, I can't say what it feels like to be attacked because I'm not Julia Hartley Brewer. See what I mean? It's all very complicated, isn't it?
John, I can't get my head around it.
I can't get my head around the news at all. But this is the programme that allows you to get your head around it by breaking the news down into its most simple form. What you do, if you take the news and you sort of distill it down to its basic components, what, of course, as you know, you end up with in the end, if you strip all the layers of news away, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and another five syllables. It's the news explained in haikus.
The race is on. Who will kick us out the Euros? The fans or players?
the news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And so we enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair. This is Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio. Now, if you haven't heard it before, allow me to explain Lonely Lunch Club to you. There is, there's a club now. 3 months or so we've been on the air, and each and every day we have inducted someone else into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, a Lonely Lunch Club, if you will. If you are lunching alone, we want to hear from you. The point of this, of course, is that we can become your virtual friend and or colleague lunching alongside you. You can set the agenda, you can chit and also chat about whatever you want to chit and chat about, and we will induct you into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, if you want to get on the list, you can email us at lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the specific email. Get on the list, and if you are a lonely what lunch, be lonely no more. Someone on the telephone? Is there someone on the telephone? Let's find out. Is there someone on the telephone? Hello? Hello, someone on the telephone. Hello, on the telephone?
Hello.
There we go. Hello, who's that?
This is Miles.
Hello, Miles.
Miles from London.
Okay. Where? How many miles from London?
You know what? It's good, it's good.
Yeah.
I like the puns.
Yeah, it wasn't really a problem.
It's not the first time.
Yeah,
I've heard that though.
No. Okay. So I think we're off to a good start. So Miles, this, as you know, is Lonely Lunch Club. You're lunching alone. Tell us for why.
I don't know. Everyone's gone and left me. I'm surrounded by tables and chairs.
Right.
There's no one here.
Okay. When you say
but
here,
thank you for bringing up that it's lonely.
Well,
you know,
that's the point. Miles, where are you? Where are you?
I'm just in my work staff room.
Okay, fine. And
having a coffee.
What do you do?
I work in a cinema.
Do you?
Mm. Yes.
Interesting.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah. So, what do you do? Do you ush?
I ush front of house.
Yeah.
Talk to people.
Yeah.
About film.
Not during the film, Miles, surely.
Not during, because I'm a considerate, you know, person.
Yes. Good. All right, so...
things for the books.
So where do you... how long have you been ushing?
Ushing? For about... since December 2014.
Right, okay.
Ongoing.
Good. Do you get to see all the films for free, Miles? Is it a perk of the job?
I do, yeah. When it's quiet.
Yeah.
I try to do that to sort of not work, you know. You don't want to put yourself under any unnecessary stress.
Well, no, I can see why you wouldn't. What's your favourite kind of film, would you say? Favourite genre?
Well, my favourite film of all time is Lost in Translation.
Interesting. I have seen it a long time ago. I like that we're now coming up, with the sort of banter of film. Films is a good topic for work-based conversation. That, as you know, Miles, is the point of the exercise, isn't it? You know, you can set the agenda, as I say. So, okay, so film's good. All right, Lost in Translation. Yes, all right. Why is that your favourite? What do you like about it?
I like the themes of loneliness and isolation and the way these two characters kind of find meaning in each other. Yeah. And they're from totally different backgrounds, ages. But it's just nice, you know, the fact that we can still... connect with someone, no matter how different we are. But it also just, you know, brings forth the ideas that, you know, we're all the same, and it's a very humanist film that has a very positive message.
It'd be better with robots in it, though, wouldn't it, if we're honest? A positive...
yeah.
You know, you can't name me a film, I've mentioned this before, but there's no film that wouldn't be better with a 60-foot-high fighting robot in it. And Lost in Translation, while good, and everything you've just described... You know, imagine everything you've just described, but there was a 60-foot-high fighting robot in it. How much better would it be?
It would be just like with this giant metallic hand just claws through the hotel window and grabs Bill Murray.
There you go. See, already you've come on side with that.
Up with the robots ideas. I think Muppets are always good.
Muppets. You could. I think you can make any film with Muppets. I think you're absolutely right. This is good chat now. This is strong. a Muppet Schindler's List, for example.
That is a classic.
Would be a great film, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Remember that film, Vera Drake?
I've never seen Vera Drake, no.
It's about, she performed Backstreet Abortions, didn't she, Vera Drake? A Muppet Vera Drake, imagine that.
Yeah. I don't know if they've got the same anatomy as a human, though, Muppets.
Well, yeah, but you could make that.
It'd be easier.
Yeah, I mean, in many ways, with your hand.
Yeah, and yeah.
That's grim. Let's move off it. But you know, it could do any a Muppet United 93. I mean, you know, Muppets and Robots is the way forward. By the way, what I haven't asked you is what you are having for lunch. I mean, you said you have a cup of coffee, but what are you having for lunch? That's a question we have to ask all the inductees into the.
I only had a banana today, but yeah. I did prepare a Tupperware box of Polish food, but it's still in my fridge. Because I suffer from sort of anxiety, and I feel like I'd be that creepy guy at work who brings in Tupperware.
Well, I think that's to be... I mean, you've more or less just described Cornelius here as well, actually, because he does that. But I think that's perfectly acceptable. I don't think it's creepy to bring in Tupperware. In fact, we celebrate that right here.
No, because then we've got to discuss what I'm eating. Then there's so much attention on what I'm eating, and I'm very awkward around that sort of thing. Mm. And then I have to explain to them what it is, and right. Where I got it from, and where I source my ingredients, and how I cook, and how often do I eat. And do you know what I mean, John?
I think you're oversharing, if I'm brutally honest with you. I don't think you necessarily need... You could just say, I brought some nice Polish food that I made. You could just stop there. You know, that could be the end of it, couldn't it? I don't think anyone's going to interrogate you. You know, maybe that's why they've all left you alone. It's because you try a bit hard. Maybe that's it. And also, you're a fan...
take those risks.
You're a fan of the film with the loneliness themes there, aren't you?
Yeah.
And maybe that's something you're giving off, you know. We're not judging. We are here, as you know.
It's like a therapy group.
Yeah, it can be. It can be whatever you like it to be.
It tends to be.
Miles, that's how it is. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. You bring the agenda. We chit and we chat about anything. Is there anything else you'd like to very briefly chat about? We've kind of covered film. We've covered anxiety.
It's film related, but this is a question to you. Mm. I watched Close Encounters of the Third Time for the first time.
Yes.
The other day, and at the end, the main character, I can't remember who played him, but he goes off with the alien. Yeah. And I was just thinking, if I was in that situation, or indeed yourself, would you go off with the aliens and leave your family?
That is a good question, actually, and that's almost philosophical, isn't it? Because think of... If you did have the opportunity, you're right, to leave this planet with the first aliens that made contact... As a close answer of the third kind, of course, is the third kind is contact, as we know. Would you go off and leave your family? I'm going to say yes, because my daughters are quite annoying. You know, they're 6 and 4. You know, they keep you awake at night, you get a bit tired. You know, so I'd take the gamble that I'd get a bit of sleep.
You could come back when they're older, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, if there was a guarantee from the aliens that I could come back, then maybe I'd you'd do it for the experience, wouldn't you?
I think I would. I'm quite scared about air travel.
You're right.
I'm okay on planes, but I think a rocket might be a bit too...
It'd be difficult for you as well, because I know for a fact that aliens are very inquisitive about Polish food. And you'd take your top of your guard, brought my own lunch, you don't need to worry about it. I don't want any of your alien muck. And,
I think that would be too creepy to bring Tupperware into space.
Yeah.
Oh, that's packing lunch for that.
So, you know, a Muppet Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Where, but you know, colon Tupperware attack or something. It's like
Tupperware returns.
You know, interesting. Look, I mean, like every conversation in the workplace, this one's petered out to a natural halt in a slightly awkward fashion. So we're going to let you go back to work because you know I'm busy, you're busy, so. Yeah. Off you go. Miles, that's Miles. Miles.
Yeah.
In the latest inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club, if you'd like to join in, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Tell us what you do, where you are, why you lunch alone, and get on the radio to talk about it. And that was Miles, who works in the cinema. Now, we need to be looking at Headline Hijack, but before we do find out, by the way, who is winning today's Headline Hijack, there's the small matter of today's texting.
Oh, of course.
Now, I don't know whether you've noticed, but there's some fighting in Marseille. I don't know if you spotted that.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, get stuck into them Chamus English.
Yes, that's incitement to violence. But that aside, there's somebody. But there's apparently some football going on as well. I didn't really see any of that, but I've been watching the fighting. so today's it's very simple. Today it's very simple. The texting. It's just because it's Monday, pun day.
Monday, pun day.
It's just going to be football and music.
Why music?
Don't know. Why not? Football and music today. That's the text in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio. On
start your message with a football music pun.
Kanye West Ham there.
Very good.
Not really good, is it? I just thought I'd set the bar quite low.
Okay.
To start off with. Go on.
Men United at work.
Yeah. Soft Celtic. There you go.
That's good.
Do you remember that? Okay, you won't remember this because you're 12, right? But there was a band called the Jay Giles Band.
Okay.
Right? And they did a song called Angel is a Centrefold.
No. Angel is a Center Half?
Angel is a Center Spot.
Okay.
By the Jay Giles Band.
Yeah, that's good. Double one.
It would be if you knew what I was talking about.
Arcade Fire's Goal Keep the Car Running.
Fine. I think we've done this before. I think we've done football before.
On this show?
I think so.
I think we did it on the old show.
Doesn't matter. No. Just do it again.
Do it again. No, it's a footy.
No one's listening anyway. The football's on and it's fashionable, isn't it? right, so... Headline Hijack. We've got to work out who's won Headline Hijack, of course. Who's won? I mean, you say we've done it before, but I don't remember Stoko Ono. Hey, there's new ones. Headline Hijack. This is, of course, the made-up news story that goes into the news at 2 o'clock. It will come out of Victoria's otherwise truthful mouth, but it will be a lie, and it's there to fool the people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme and are only listening after 2 o'clock when they come back. Put the radio on. The news is there. They believe it, but it contains a news lie. Today's winner is...
Jennifer!
Don't know why I sang that. Where's she from?
Leighton Buzzard.
Jennifer, she's from Leighton Buzzard.
Stop singing.
Okay. Okay, well done, Jennifer. You've got your made-up news story. It will be in the news next. Also next, Cornelius's administrative error comes live to air and saves the day. We'll explain what that is very shortly, but it's going to involve some beer. Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Monday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Call your plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet, and personal trainers in Slack Bottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with AdView.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the AdView.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with AdView.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but...
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
You're fast, kid.
Direct Line landlord insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends in 4 days. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know... No Screwfix.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Hello, it is Talk Radio. Exactly 2 o'clock Monday afternoon. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Orlando Gunman's father insists he wasn't hateful. Pistorius is called a broken man in court. And England fans are told to behave at the Euros.
Talk Radio.
Investigators in Florida say they've removed all of the 49 victims shot dead in a gay club in Orlando. Omar Mateen called 911 before opening fire in the early hours of yesterday, swearing allegiance to the Islamic State group. Orlando Police Chief John Mina says the number of casualties could have been much higher were it not for additional officers who attended.
Those additional officers forced him to stop shooting and retreat to the bathroom where we believe he had several hostages. At that time, we were able to save and rescue dozens and dozens of people who were injured and not injured and get them out of the club.
The gunman's ex-wife has described him as a mentally ill man with a violent temper. His father, Sadiq, though, insists he didn't display any hateful attitudes.
My name is from Pesarim Omar Mateen.
My son, Omar Mateen, was a very good boy and a well-educated person. He had a son and wife and was living a dignified life and respected his parents. I don't know what has caused him to do this.
It comes as an official Vote Leave Twitter account has been branded shameful and disgusting after using the Orlando shooting to make a case for Brexit. The Leave EU official account tweeted, "The free movement of Kalashnikovs in Europe helps terrorists," along with a picture of IS militants bearing the message that referenced the Orlando massacre. Elsewhere, a psychologist has told a court in South Africa Oscar Pistorius is a broken man who shouldn't be jailed. The Paralympian is facing at least 15 years in prison for murdering his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. He claims he mistook her for an intruder when he fired 4 shots through a locked toilet door. Dr. Jonathan Schultz says the former athlete has depression and can't stand being around guns anymore.
He's adamant that he never wants to touch or handle a firearm again and has sold all his firearms. Since the events of 2013, he became traumatized when he hears the sound of gunfire, even if it's part of a film he is watching.
A 42-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of a double murder after the bodies of 2 women were found at a house in Liverpool. Police say they received a call about the safety of 2 females in Anfield. England manager Roy Hodgson and captain Wayne Rooney have called on supporters to behave themselves at Euro 2016. UEFA has threatened to throw both England and Russia out of the tournament if there's a repeat of violence. And Queen have dedicated their headline set at this year's Isle of Wight Festival to the victims of the Orlando shootings. They played their song, Who Wants to Live Forever, in tribute to those who died.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy and muggy with thundery showers, the heaviest across the north and east of England and southwest Scotland. The best of today's sunshine will be across northern Scotland with highs of 19 degrees.
Great, Victoria. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Cheered up yet? She's in a mood today, isn't she? In a mood today.
Victoria, what's wrong? You can tell me.
I'm just tired and you lot are annoying.
That's fair. Okay, it's 2:03. Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I am indeed Ben Fletcher.
Ben! Republic of Ireland. Hi, Ben!
Hiya. Republic of Ireland captain Robbie Keane says age ain't nothing but a number. It's his side prepared to get the Euro 2016 campaign underway.
He's doing it live.
They're in Paris for their group E opener against Sweden later this afternoon.
There's no question about it. Just because I've been around for a long, long time, there's a lot of players in this tournament that's the same age as me. I'm fairly confident in my ability.
What are you going to do?
When given the opportunity, first and foremost, do the best for the team. But if there's a chance there, hopefully I'll take it.
Day 4 of Euro 2016 is already underway with champion Spain taking on the Czech Republic. That's a health and safety issue, by the way. It'll end with Belgium versus Italy this evening. It's understood Reading will announce the appointment of former Manchester United defender Jaap Stam as their new boss this afternoon. Finally, play didn't last long when it finally got underway after lunch. You need to have a soul to be tickled. Right under control, so you can tickle me as much as you like. I'll enjoy it much more than you. Anyway, finally, play didn't last long when it finally got underway after lunch on the final day of the third test between England and Sri Lanka at Lord's. Rain forced the players off. James Anderson did have enough time to take 1 wicket, though. Sri Lanka 45-1 in their second innings. They need another 317 to win. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben!
Yeah!
You're welcome.
Very good. Why are you in here?
Normally, I don't know. I'm out and about. I know. Come back and spend some time in the studio.
Yeah. Good.
It's good to have you here.
Kind of like that.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah, good. That's Ben and a sport.
And finally, the All England clubs announced that this year's Wimbledon Championships will be played behind closed doors this year due to the threat of violence from hooliganism ruining the event. Following the trouble at the Euros, the tennis bosses say they're not willing to take the risk, especially considering the sharp rise of violence at grassroots tennis this year.
Thanks very much, Victoria.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I'm John Holmes. If you're just joining us, don't forget on the programme. Today, we do have some tear gas to give away. Now, if you need to disperse a crowd, then what could be better than some Talk Radio branded tear gas? Guaranteed to send Russian hooligans heading out of any French square. If you'd like some, then simply text the words tear gas to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we'll text you some tear gas straight back. It is the most efficient method for emptying a space after Julie Hartley Brewer talking on a sofa in a Sky News studio.
Talk Radio.
All right, let's clear up Cornelius's mess. Here we go then. So ordinarily at this time, on a weekday, you'll know if you're a regular listener, we turn to work experience punditry, where we road test the next generation of critics, broadcasters and reviewers. And we get work experience people to do it because we don't have to pay them. However, ahead of that today, no, let's mix things up a little by bringing in a guest. We have a guest that Asprodcast.
Hello.
Has just referred to as Booze Lady.
Yes.
which is interesting. So, but Booze Lady has a name, and her name is
Jane Payton.
Hey, Jane, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Before we talk about your booze, let's be upfront and honest as to why you're here, because we don't normally have a guest here in this position, as it were. Perhaps Cornelius would like to shed some light on that.
Yeah, so we're very happy to have Jane today.
Well, of course we are.
She was originally booked for the Julia Hartley Brewer show.
Yes.
By myself.
Yes. Did she walk out? Is that what happened?
No.
Okay.
That's not.
I thought she'd walked off or something. I don't know what.
No, but we unfortunately just didn't have time because of the breaking news.
Yes.
And because of Julia's television appearance last night, it was quite a busy show.
Yes.
So
basically, what he's saying is, this is Cornelius, by the way, what he's saying is he cocked up. pulling his nads out of the fire, we're very pleased to welcome you on this show.
Thank you. Well, you would have to, because I wouldn't leave the building otherwise, would I?
No, exactly.
I came with my beer.
Exactly.
I wasn't going to leave.
Yeah, had you been a guest he'd booked, hadn't got that beer, you'd have just been out. You know, we'd have had no truck with you, if I'm honest. But as your subject is beer, you'd be very welcome. So this is about Beer Day Britain, right?
Yes.
Which is on Wednesday.
That's right.
And what the hell is it?
Beer Day Britain is National Beer Day.
Yes.
We've never had one before until last year when I instigated it. And I've now got the industry behind me, the beer and the pub industry. And it's great. And it's going to be even bigger this year. It's a chance to celebrate British beer. We are so good at brewing beer in this country. The heritage of our brewing in this nation is second to none. And we've got our pubs as well. We've had the biggest influence on beer around the world throughout history, and it's time we celebrated it. So that's what we're doing on Wednesday.
Well, I'm sort of surprised it hasn't been celebrated in this form before, if I'm honest, because as you said, beer, it goes back quite a way, doesn't it?
Yes, I mean, beer is thousands of years old,
yeah.
And in this country, the earliest evidence of beer is around 4,000 years ago, actually in Scotland.
Yes.
But we've always
that's
been...
That's a surprise.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bucky as well.
Yeah.
I think that goes back even further. And...
It's the same with heroin a bit up there.
So we've had it's our national drink, so it's about time we celebrated it. Germany has a National Beer Day,
yep.
Belgium does as well, America does, so we needed one in Britain, and now we have one.
Yes, so What is, because Belgian beer, we know, you know, Belgian beer, people travel for this stuff, don't they? I mean, when I say people, I mean, you know, me. And because it's excellent. Now, what, and I like a Belgian beer, but what, how would you sell to me the British beer then? What's the unique character of a British beer?
Quantity. actually, I would
tell
say...
Tell it to the hooligans!
I would say hops. Belgian beers, traditionally, they didn't use hops in the way that we do in Britain, which is bitterness and big aromatics as well.
Yeah.
So our styles of beer are different to Belgian ones. They also tend to be lower in alcohol. We drink what are called session beers, which are 3 to 4.5%
alcohol. I've got no
alcohol.
Truck with that.
I don't think those lads in Marseille did either,
no.
Did they? So we do drink and make very different beers to the Belgians. They're more about savouring it and
yes.
having the beautiful glassware.
And
we're more about glugging it.
That's right, guys, because it goes with menus like wine. I mean, that's a thing and has been in Belgium for a long time. But that's coming over here as well now, isn't it?
Yes, it is very much so. And I've brought some beer with me. And,
oh, I noticed it.
Yes, and one of them in particular in a beautiful champagne-shaped bottle.
Yes.
That looks really good on the table anyway, but it goes really well with food. Beer and food is the thing. Wine and food, no. Beer has loads of properties, physical properties, that make it the best thing with food. But because people think beer is a little déclassé, they've never considered it for dining with, apart from if it's pub grub. Not fine dining, but I actually matched the menu from a state dinner that the Queen held for President Obama, and I matched every dish on that menu with a beer.
Yes.
So there are really great beers that go with high dining as well as pub grub as well.
Does the Queen drink beer, do we know?
She does.
She does drink beer.
Carling.
And so did, yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, other
she
beers
Carling.
Are available.
Yeah,
oh, no,
yeah.
It's not the BBC, is it?
Sorry, like, yeah.
So Queen Elizabeth I drank ale as well. There was a quote that she drank ale so strong, no man durst touch it. Now, I don't know whether that means get off my beer.
Yeah,
exactly, both. I don't know whether that means get off the Queen, get off my beer, or yeah. because it was so strong then that the men around her couldn't handle the strength.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah, okay. So in terms of... Because you hear about the royal family and their drinking habits, you know, and she's had a celebratory weekend, bless her. You associate it with gin and tonic, don't you? But I like the idea of the Queen sort of sitting back, you know, maybe in front of the football.
Yes.
You know, just having a can of Stella or something.
Definitely. Well, yeah, she probably pours it into a champagne flute like I have in front of me here for our glasses.
Yes, I see that. And I was going to ask you about that, because obviously beer, traditionally, beer glass, right? But I am a firm believer in this, right? So I've got various glasses at home for various beers. But don't look at me like I'm weird, right, Cass? Because I will drink whatever beer I'm drinking, I will drink out of a specific glass because it tastes different.
It absolutely
does.
It? The shape of the glass changes the character of the beer.
Yes.
Now, this is going to sound like a made-up thing. I am the ambassador for the Friends of Glass, which is the British Glass Association's consumer organisation. And I'm talking to people about glass in general, but particularly with beer, the shape of the glass absolutely does change the character of the beer, which is why in Belgium, you mentioned earlier, they have their own glass for each beer style because it will enhance certain characteristics.
There's
in the
a giant
beer.
One called, is it Quack?
Yes.
That comes in a wooden stand.
Or like a Liebig condenser. Do you remember at school in chemistry?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a bit of a quirky thing in a way. Have you heard about this? That to get that glass with the big wooden frame around it, in Belgium, you have to leave one of your shoes as a deposit because so many people nick those glasses. There are so many bars in Belgium with one shoe hanging from the roof because of all these drunken British people usually, and Americans as well, who would rather have blisters on the feet than not take that glass with them.
I blame the Russians. Because that's fashionable. So what are we going to be doing? I mean, apart from drinking beer, which, by the way, we should do now. Mm-hmm. But what are we going to do on National Beer Day? What's planned?
Well, the focus of the day is the National Cheers to Beer, which happens at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
So everybody raises a glass, whether they're at home or in the pub. Ideally, they'll be in a pub or maybe at a party. And they say, cheers to beer. And they send a social media message with hashtag cheers to beer.
Yes.
Help us trend on Twitter like we did last year. And that's a song, isn't it? Something. I feel a dance coming on. And go to the pub, ideally. Tell your friends that you're drinking beer. Just celebrate our national drink. Oh. Pubs are having special events. Brewers are opening their tap rooms. There's ale trails. There's all sorts of activity going on around beer. And it's going to be a really great day. So if you don't have a pub that's doing anything specific, you don't have to have it organised. Just go yourself to the pub, take your mates and do the cheers to beer.
There you go. There's a song with it. There's a band called... well, I know you've got some your music based on this, but mm-hmm. I was about to tell you about another one, which I'll get to play in a minute.
OK.
What's this anthem thing, then?
Right, I thought, like, anything... Like, beer is the world's favourite alcoholic drink, and it deserves an anthem.
Yeah.
It's the most convivial drink in the world, and it brings us together, so does singing. So I thought I would write an anthem to beer we could sing while we're... with our mates drinking beer. Yeah. And you can buy a download of this. I'm actually having a competition, Beer Day Britain's Got Talent, and I want to find the most enthusiastic rendition of this song.
All right.
So are we going to say, oh, you better have some beer before we sing it.
I think we should
you?
Make Con sing it because he messed up.
A, he's not allowed any beer.
No, he's not, but he can definitely sing.
And B, he has to sing the anthem.
Yes.
Because he cocked up.
Right, I'll sing it with you, Con.
Yeah.
So I wrote the words to it, and a friend of mine wrote the music and composed the music.
So what beer...
Right, we're drinking a very modern beer. We're drinking a beer called Cloudwater White IPA. This is a hybrid of a wheat beer and an India Pale Ale. So it's an IPA made with wheat beer yeast, okay. And it's cloudy. These are the sexiest brewers around at the moment, by the way. The big, hot, big name in brewing, Cloudwater from Manchester.
Right.
It's currently Manchester Beer Week, by the way. So I'm going to have a little drink of this with you.
Yes.
This is made with Mosaic hop, which is a US hop.
Yes.
So what we do, we swirl it around in the glass.
You're swirling it around like wine there.
Yes, and that releases the aroma, so we'll taste it properly. The brain registers most flavour through the nose, by the way, so it's about sniffing.
Snort it.
Now, because this is a champagne flute out of my World War II binocular case, these two flutes...
Good.
What the shape of the glass does, it enhances the aroma. It keeps the aroma in so we can sniff it. It also, the shape of the glass is important because it has a narrow rim. We can't glug this beer because our nose gets in the way. So we have to sip it. That means any sweetness in the beer, and beer does have sweetness because it comes from the malted barley, hits the front of the tongue. The beer will travel over the entire tongue. All the flavour, the taste buds are going to get the different flavours. And it'll be a much better tasting beer.
Right, to be honest, so I just want to get hammered. I'm not.
This is way more scientific than I thought it was going to be.
This is like Saturday Kitchen or something.
Bit of a sexy beer, that.
That's very nice. Mm. I'll give you that.
So can you taste all the tangerine and mangoes and tropical fruits coming out of that? No, you can't, can you?
What can you taste,
you were out
John?
Smoking your Capstan's full strength out of the window earlier, weren't you?
I'm going to need about 5 pints of this
to make sure to taste it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, with a wheat beer, you'll get a massive head on it, and that comes from all sorts of things in the beer. Now, I don't want to be too scientific about this because
Cass is staring at you like she doesn't understand the word
she's staring.
You're
exactly.
I just want the beer. I don't care.
I think there'll be some left over that you can have afterwards.
Bloody
so
well.
I've got lots of bottles here. So
okay. Well, let's do it. Let's, okay, Cornelius.
Should I play the song?
For you know, messing up earlier, you've got to now sing and have no beer. Go on.
So there's two, there's a chorus and a verse, and the chorus comes first. Cheers to beer.
Cheers to beer, cheers to beer, cheers to beer. Let's raise a glass of beer. Cheers to beer, cheers to beer. Cheers to beer, let's raise a glass of beer.
What drink forever will bring us together? Let's raise a glass of beer.
What drink elates us and exhilarates us?
Let's raise a glass of beer.
Excellent.
Give the water hops, malt and yeast, a wholesome
panacea. And the world unites their favourite pint.
Let's raise a glass of beer, everyone! Cheers to beer! Cheers to beer!
This is hooliganism now.
And this is before any beer as well.
This is not a million miles away from what's happening in France.
Cheers, beer!
Stop it!
Cheers.
Right,
see, if those England fans were singing this song... The Russians would join in, everybody else, and there'd be no fighting.
See, I like your suggestion that if everyone got drunk, there'd be no fighting.
No, sing clearly. A song. I mean, like, Con didn't need any drink at all to start singing that and be happy, did he?
I've had a lot of drink before the show.
You had all that
unrelated
water,
to this
you?
Segment.
You had that green tea in the kitchen, I saw you.
Good, all right, thank you. Where would we find more about then? Twitter, websites, all that sort of stuff?
The website is beerdaybritain.co.uk. Twitter, beerdaybritain. And if anybody does any tweeting, please use the hashtag cheers to beer.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's Jane, who is Julie Hartley Brewer's guest. but we hijacked her because, you know, she was sitting in the kitchen holding some beer. Do you know what? I can't see Julie Hartley Brewer doing that quite as well as we did. I can't see Julie Hartley Brewer singing Cheers to Beer on the radio, frankly. So, what are you waving at me, Jane?
Well, do you remember I brought a book in for Julia and I actually signed it,
yes!
didn't I?
Yes, you did. You said, oh, I thought it was Julia's desk guest.
Yes.
Oh, this beer's strong. I've signed it to Julia in advance, but what did I say? Cross it out.
He said, cross it out and put my name in instead.
That's right.
Well, luckily your name begins with J.
Yeah.
But you could say that Julia is the name that you use to express the X chromosome in your personality.
If you want to say that, that's fine. I'm not going
to
argue.
So I'm going to put to Julia and John, and then you can Julia Hartley Brewer can fight over it because she has a better surname for beer than you do.
I'm not going to fight with her.
Brewer.
Just walk out. Good. I just got the word brewer in it. Yeah. Oh, I see why you booked her now.
Yeah.
Oh, it all makes sense.
Yeah, tomorrow we have a heart surgeon.
Great. Right, it's 21 minutes past 2. We'll talk to Aidan next about new music. Thank you, Jane. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Landlords. You can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £125. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less November 2015 to April 2016. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Good tradespeople deserve good clients. So join Rated People and gain access to over 75,000 homeowner job leads a month. That's one job posted every 35 seconds. With Rated People, you're in control of where and when you work. Whether you want to grow your reputation, fill gaps in your diary, or expand your business, sign up today and get your first month for just £5. We'll also give you £50 credit to spend on winning work. Text RATED to 66777 or visit ratedpeople.com. Price excludes 20% VAT.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and anytime goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win €1 million. Sign up now at amillionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need a million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit amillionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Couple of problems affecting the M62 on the westbound carriageway in Yorkshire. There's a lane closed due to a vehicle fire between junctions 26 and 25. And then further west, an accident has closed a couple of lanes between junctions 22 and 21. Queues are going back to junction 24 for Ainley Top. Southbound M1 still closed in the Leicestershire area due to an ongoing police incident. That's between junctions 23A and 22, with long delays still on surrounding routes. I'm David Moore.
Hello, Louisa Clark. I'm Will Traynor.
Don't miss the number one film everyone's falling in love with.
Don't make you happy.
Me Before You is spellbinding.
You know something, Clark? You are pretty much the only thing that makes me want to get up in the morning.
Five stars.
I have become a whole new person because of you.
Starring Emilia Clarke and Sam Claflin.
You only get one life. Live it as fully as possible.
Me Before You in cinemas now. Certificate 12A.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A seamless transition between tea time and twilight with the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check. Bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. Keeping it in the family with the Brothers Gould.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right, 25 past two on a Monday afternoon. Right then, we're a little bit late with our work experience punditry today. Normally that happens at around 2 o'clock, but it didn't because of Cornelius's cock-up.
Yeah.
Aidan, apologies. We kept you hanging around there. Not as long as poor old Jane, the booze lady, was left hanging around there because...
Cornelius
booked for Julie Hartley Brewer, but then that couldn't happen. So we said, yeah, we'll talk to her.
Great.
You got
a beer out of it.
She's got beer.
I didn't know there was so much complexity behind beer. It was extraordinary.
And in beer.
And in beer. Exactly. And in beer.
I didn't know there were so many beers. I thought it was just Carlsberg or Foster's. That's the only two beers I've ever heard of.
I didn't know it was possible to book a guest and then forget you'd done so. But that's the way it goes. Right. It's Aidan. He's got the music reviews.
I do.
And he's here with his new music. What have you got for our Monday music thing?
Well, we'll kick off with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now, they've already released Dark Necessities. They've already released The Getaway in preparation for their new album called The Getaway.
Didn't we talk about them last week as well?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Which is the new album slated for June 17th.
You've got no imagination, Aidan. I mean, what are you doing?
No, it's just another new single.
Yeah, okay.
We Turn Red. I think we've got a clip.
Okay, let's have a listen. To the river where we do a little storming. Hallelujah, I feel it warm. All right, then, Red Hot Chili Peppers, that's called
We Turn Red.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about the Red Hot Chili Peppers again when we only did it 2 weeks ago?
Because it's a new single.
Yeah, but... All right. Is there anything else out? I mean, you know...
Do you remember how 2 weeks ago how we said that single was nothing new, really?
Yeah.
You thought, oh, I bet in 2 weeks...
That'll be another one.
Well, I just wanted to point out that it's kind of an odd track, really. And also, I wanted to say... That they're kind of bunching up these single releases. So part of me thinks that they're doing that because they're panicking because there isn't really that much excitement around the new album. And this song in particular, it's literally verse, chorus, and that's it. There's nothing else. There's not a bridge. There's not a guitar solo.
Yeah.
It's kind of just 3 minutes of that. And it just sounds a little bit unfinished. So I'm kind of concerned. I really think this new album's going to be a complete flop, which I didn't want it to be. I know I was really down on that single last time, whenever it was, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But it looks as if it could be really, really bad. I mean, there's quite a funky bass guitar, harks back to sort of Blood, Sugar, Sex Magik from the 90s.
Yeah.
Choruses, I mean, it's an okay chorus, but I mean, there's just nothing really else to it.
It didn't grab me.
No, exactly.
But, I mean, I've never been a huge Chili Peppers fan.
No, sure.
But, you know, there's the stand. I mean, Johnny Kick a Hole in the Sky is next to something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've never gone out of my way.
No, of course, yeah.
To seek them out.
Well, their best stuff has always been high energy. It's always been funky. It's always been kind of slightly throwaway. But there's always been something more to it, and this just seems a little bit flat, unfortunately.
Right, okay.
But something that is brilliant is the new Stone Roses single.
Okay.
Beautiful Thing, and I think we've got a clip.
All right. Sister must have missed you. I don't want to steal your shine. There's method to my madness. Yes, there's reason to my rhyme. It's a beautiful thing. Many are saying it's a beautiful thing. Stone Roses, that's the name of it.
I think it's really, really good. So they released the first new piece of music of 20 years, All For One, a couple of weeks ago. And people were kind of a little bit... it's split opinion. It was sort of slightly throwaway again, 3.5 minutes long. It has this really, really great catchy guitar line.
And it's kind of just quite a fun song. People got a little bit concerned. They thought, oh, I'm sold out. They kind of should have just left it where it was. I was a really big fan of the single. With this one, they've kind of gone back to the old Fool's Gold, 7 minute long extended jam kind
yes.
of thing.
And a very familiar sound, though.
Very familiar sound.
Tinkered with that.
Now, okay, so before I was slagging off bands for having a familiar sound after a long time.
Yeah.
I will make an exception for the Stone Roses because they've...
You're so two-faced.
Wait. Because they do a thing, and they do it very, very well, and it always works. And another good example of this is the band Spoon. And they've been around since pretty much same kind of mileage as the Stone Roses. They've released, I think, like 8 or 9 albums for like in between the 20 years. And their sound hasn't really developed that much, but they're just very good at writing songs. So even if each album kind of sounds a little bit similar to the last one, there's always something new and fresh in there, which makes it kind of, you know, sound contemporary.
The irony of this to me, though, don't you think, is that Aidan's turned up with a review very similar to the one from 2 weeks ago. It's sort of very similar sort of Red Hot Chili Peppers, Stone Roses kind of vibe.
So, I didn't do Stone Roses 2 weeks ago.
Well, 3 weeks ago. But, you know, it's very similar. What you've done, really, is you've just come in here, you know, and kind of just... I mean, I'm not saying you're not good at it.
Walk out, Aidan.
You know, I'm not saying you're not good at it, Aidan. I'm saying it's
then
basically you're the Red Hot Chili Peppers of reviewing. By just repeating the formula... I mean, you come here, you play a little clip, and then you talk about it. It's just the same, Aidan.
It's just
you
really?
Got to mix it up.
But
what do I
have to do?
I'm not the reviewer.
I could talk about the chiffon scarf again, but I don't think you'd want to hear about that.
Hold that thought, because we've got to take a break. Aidan with us reviewing new music on a New Music Monday, and it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Look, Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Police in Orlando have revealed they blasted a hole in the wall to rescue hostages inside a gay nightclub where a gunman killed 49 people. It allowed people to escape and officers to shoot dead 29-year-old Omar Mateen. So far, 48 of his victims have been identified. The governor of Florida, Rick Scott, says support will be provided for their relatives.
We're going to continue to work hard to take care of these families and make sure we try to get this community back and the state back to work as quickly as we can. But right now, it's time to grieve for each family member that either lost a loved one or still has somebody in the hospital injured.
Mateen's wife has called him mentally unstable, but his father says his son was not radicalized but did have strong anti-gay feelings. A psychologist has told a court Oscar Pistorius is not able to testify during his sentencing for murder because of his mental state. The Paralympian is facing at least 15 years in prison for shooting his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp dead, something he claims wasn't deliberate. Six English football fans have been charged after violent clashes with Russian supporters in Marseille. 3 days of violence have surrounded England's first game at Euro 2016. The youngest is a 16-year-old boy who's been charged with throwing bottles. It's thought up to 150 Russian fans were involved in the fighting, but not one has been arrested. And Microsoft has agreed to buy the professional networking site LinkedIn. It'll pay £18 billion for the business in an all-cash transaction. The weather cloudy and muggy with thundery showers, the heaviest across the north and east of England and the southwest of Scotland. The best of today's sunshine will be across northern Scotland. Highs of 19 degrees is more than half an hour.
Have you cheered up any now? Because, I mean, you rocked in here at 1 o'clock really kind of, I don't know, with a face like a smacked arse.
Thanks.
You know, you just seem to...
You really know how to talk to a woman.
Do you want a high five? Cheer you up?
No.
You just seem a bit down. I'm just trying to help. You just seem a bit moody today. That's all.
Yeah, because calling someone moody is really going to make them chipper, isn't it?
Well, I'm just calling it as I see it. Mm. You know, you came in and that bulletin. Normally, I get at the very least at the top of a news thing, I go, Victoria's here with the news. And you go, thanks, John, and then do the news.
But I do the thanks, John, at the top of the hour, not the headlines. Obviously, you don't pay attention to that. You regularly say you don't listen to my bulletins.
Talk Radio in the afternoons. Aidan's here with the music review.
Very tense.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's sexual. Right. Aidan's got music reviews. Next on Talk Radio after this.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio, like what that production just said. So still to come, the big debate at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Talk Radio. That'll be happening. There will also be today's mystery quiz. There'll be a mystery and you have to solve the mystery. Oh, and also, regular listeners will know that paid intern Cornelius went nudie on a nudie date. On Friday night with someone from the office.
Was that at this restaurant? The new restaurant?
Yeah, he did.
And much questioning was done ahead of that, but I haven't asked him anything about it because I'm saving it for on the radio later on. Because we, you know, a naked Cornelius sat opposite a naked colleague called Zena to eat some food and recorded. We made him record a thing at it, so we'll be finding out what happened on the nudie date and exactly what fell in the soup. however, Aidan, new music. Not nude, but new music. We've talked Red Hot Chili Peppers again. Yeah, and Stone Roses. What have we got next?
Okay, so Animal Collective member, Deakin, otherwise known as Josh Dibb, has designed a shoe...
Stop. Okay. I don't understand any of the words you just said.
So Animal Collective, kind of an indie...
Like a zoo.
Like an indie... Yeah, basically, yeah. The zoo. They have a member of the band who's called Deakin, but that's his pseudonym. He's actually called Josh Dibb.
Right.
Okay.
What? Right.
Don't worry, just go with it.
Fine.
He's designed a shoe for vegan footwear company Keep, right? Now, stay with me.
I don't think I can.
Right. And with this shoe is going to be shipped a special cassette single.
How many layers are to this story?
Honestly, right? We're at the end, don't worry. So it's going to be shipped with a special cassette single featuring two versions of the song Harpy. And I believe we've got a clip of the song.
Oh, God, have we? Right. An autumn spring, a child but if it's gone, let it go. No holding back to sift your life. No past is relivable.
Nice.
I don't think you should have gone to all that trouble. No. So back up, right? So okay. Let's do this. So there's a band called Animal Collective,
right? And they have a member of the band,
Joey Deakin.
No, called Deakin,
right?
And his real name is Josh Dibb.
Josh, not Joey. Josh Dibb. Josh Dibb.
Josh Dibb.
Josh Dibb.
Yeah,
but he's called Deakin.
Yeah, don't know why. Okay. Just for fun.
Fine. And he's invented a shoe.
He's designed a shoe.
Just one.
Just well,
a shoe. Is it left or a right shoe? Do we know?
I'm assuming right.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And if you buy that shoe,
yeah,
it comes with a cassette single,
yeah,
with two versions
of that song.
Right.
So there's an acoustic version of the song, which is called Harpy Blue.
Why has he got a shoe? I don't.
Because he's obviously got nothing going on at the minute. Not Animal Collective aren't releasing any new albums.
Yeah.
So he thought, well, how can I? You know, how can I? Branch out. How can I kind of diversify? So he thought. Well,
so can you get it without a shoe? I mean, what if I don't need a shoe?
Oh, so you would just want the cassette, the single?
Well, on the evidence of it, no. But it should, if I, But I don't. Do I have to buy the shoe?
I mean, does it come in? Is it in the shoe, the cassette? Well, I assume it's kind of next to the shoe.
Could it also come with a cassette machine? Because not many people really have them anymore.
But I'm assuming the people who buy vegan footwear.
Oh, I'd forgotten that element.
Yeah, there's vegan footwear.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. Right, all right. So it's vegan. I've got a friend who's a vegan, by the way.
Right, okay.
Speaking of footwear, his name's Luke. Actually, he's a singer-songwriter, Luke Smith. But okay. Anyway, he's a vegan. And so what I did one day, I think it might have been his birthday, was I bought a pair of shoes from a charity shop.
Right.
And I glued meat to them. Now, this was way before Lady Gaga.
Cooked meats or cold?
Just a selection of cold platter.
Okay, right.
Strips of bacon. Okay. Uncooked bacon. Okay. And so on. Right. And I bought him some shoes and I super glued these meat on. And I took time to thread the laces through the meat and everything. Boxed them back up, wrapped them and gave them to him. Because he would wear vegan shoes, you see.
Right, okay.
Because he was weird. So, way before Gaga did the meat dress, yeah. I'd invented the meat shoe.
Right. So you could have sued then for that, couldn't you?
I could have shooed. I wish I had. Aidan, if I'm honest, I could have made a fortune out of it.
Fortune.
Yes. I had soul. What?
Well, anyway, you didn't like the song?
No.
Why not, really? Did you not? I think it's a really sweet.
You have to be wearing the shoe to appreciate the song.
No, I don't think so.
Is he aiming at shoe fetishists?
No, I think he thought, right, I've got a new single. How can I sell this new single? Because people might not have heard of Deacon, aka Josh Dibb. So he thought, right, I'm going to design this shoe for this shoe company. And a way of, it could be like, because he's like Radiohead. They like innovated the way they released an album. They just dropped it, right?
Radiohead invented a shoe?
No. No, but I think he might want to innovate how to release new music, so he might pop it in a shoe. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
put it back pocket of the jeans or something. I think this could be like a new way of releasing music.
A shoe in the back pocket of
A cassette would fit quite nicely in the back pocket of a pair of jeans. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, so why did he invent a shoe? This is very confusing.
No, but because he obviously wants to send a message to veganism, you know, look after animals and that. Designs a nice new shoe that people can wear.
What he should have done, right, is taken an animal.
Yeah, put the right. Carry on.
Fed the cassette. You know what I was going to say. Fed the cassette to the animal, and then one could buy the animal.
Yeah, right. Dead or alive?
Well, alive. I mean, he's a vegan, so you buy the alive animal. Yeah. I mean, for instance, I don't know. What's your favourite animal?
Dog.
Okay, you buy a live dog. Right, that's been force-fed. You know, like when they take the goose and to get foie gras, you put a funnel.
They force-feed it.
Oh, that's horrible.
Right, in the beak of it, and you force-feed it to fatten it. I'm not condoning it, right, although it is delicious. But what I'm saying is, you take a dog, right, you put a funnel in its beak, right? Yeah, and then you squash a cassette. You might need to punch it in, but, you know, down the beak of the dog, into the dog's guts, right? The dog's still alive. We haven't harmed the dog. But then if you're a vegan and you're a fan of a dog, then you wait for the dog to die of natural causes. You don't kill the dog.
No, that would be cool. Right?
And only then do you reach in to its guts and get the cassette.
Because it's quite...
That's a novelty marketing opportunity.
Yeah, because it's quite hipster. Because, you know, hipster cafes are now selling things in bits. So you now they sell coffees. They give you, like, the milk. They give you, like, the hot coffee. And they give you, like, the syrup to put in it, and they split it up. Like, there's even a restaurant that now sells like a spaghetti bolognese with each bit separate, so you can make it yourself. So what they could do, to make it easier to put the cassette in the dog, they could take apart the cassette and then make you wire it up once the dog's...
That cafe you just described is just Tesco.
Yeah, you just go and buy the spaghetti, don't you?
Yeah.
The mince.
No, I'm telling you, they have, like, they give you, like, the hot sauce, they give you, like, the spaghetti, and you're expected to, like...
Tesco. Yeah, that's exactly Tesco.
Christ, I hate the world. Right, thanks, Aidan.
Yeah,
I don't know what for, but thanks for it. Aidan back next week with more music, new music reviews. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The next departure from platform 4 is the delight by 746 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy tomorrow morning.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends 17th of June. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Everyone's a winner this week at TradePoint. We've got thousands of prizes to give away to help you enjoy the football in style. From smart TVs, official shirts and Carlsberg vouchers to the ultimate football party bundle. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 19th of June for your chance to win. Trade only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Yorkshire, there are still severe delays on the westbound M62 being caused by an accident which has closed two lanes between junctions 22 and 21. Congestion is going back to junction 24 for Aimley Top. The southbound M6 through Cheshire, that's slow through the roadworks around junction 19 for Knutsford. And in Leicestershire, the southbound M1 still closed between junction 23A, that's the A42, and 22 for Colville. That's due to an ongoing police incident. I'm David Moore.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Hello, it is Talk Radio, yes. And I don't know whether, just glancing around, you've seen any of the news today. Just have a look around. What are you doing? Just if you might be at work, you might be listening to this at work, you might be listening to this at home, you might be driving or something. Just have a quick glance around. See if you can see any of the news hanging around. Have you seen any of the news coming?
Obviously I had lots of news to get done today, but I couldn't see it all. In fact, a lot of it I haven't seen because I had to go to a programming meeting this morning.
Yeah, is that why this programme hasn't been organised very well today?
Yeah.
Partly that, is it? Right, good, just so we're across it. Anyway, so, I mean, most people think it's just our general level of ineptitude, but, which it is, but today, specifically because you got called into a programming meeting, so didn't do any work. Good. So, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Get my head around
well,
it,
well, allow us to help, Cornelius, because we do help, and we do that by bringing you the news in an easy-to-understand form. And that form is, of course, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. This is the news in haikus.
Runway has broke. Can up cancelling flights. Gat. Wick, obviously.
The news in haikus. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes, and we are the most diverse programme in British broadcasting. That is what they say, and they, for it is they, are absolutely right. And the reason for that is simple, and it's this. It's because we do a paper review every day. Oh, well, I mean, you know, obviously it's a radio programme, it's a Talk Radio programme, and that's what happens. However, ours is a diversity paper review, and it means that a different diversity does the papers every day. And today's diversity is a
brown,
and you're called Mark.
Yes.
Good. Hi, Mark.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What's in the newspapers today?
Well, the management at popular high street bakery Greg's have obviously been listening to this show.
Yes. Well, I know that they do.
Yeah, because they've decided to diversify their range of food. They're going to start selling Mexican foods and sushi.
Right. Okay. That's bold, because I would have thought your average Greg's customer, being the lover of the sausage roll,
yes,
and or the pasty, is that a step too far?
I don't know. I quite like Greg's. I frequent it. Three sausage rolls for £1.30 is a bargain not to be beaten on too many other high streets.
Yes.
But I do also like sushi. I mean, I'd definitely give it a go. I like Mexican as well. In fact, I only just had a burrito moments ago.
Did you?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay, you do. I have to say, you do have the look of a man who has just had a burrito.
Yes, I've always got
that. I mean
that
in the nicest possible way. Well, all right. I mean, why have they chosen those two, though? I mean, why have they gone down the Japanese and the Mexican route here? Do we know? Is this market research?
Boss Roger Whiteside said, we're looking at a number of things, including the gluten-free range and more vegetarian ideas. Healthier food now accounts for 10% of Greg's sales.
Right, is a burrito a healthy move?
Well, they've not said burritos in particular. I just mentioned it because it's a Mexican food. I don't know if there's other Mexican snacks that they... My knowledge of Mexican food is limited to burrito and tacos and other old El Paso products.
Other El Paso products are available.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's... Well, hey, you've got to diversify, as we say, you know, to accumulate or something.
Yeah, diversity's good, isn't it?
Oh, as we know.
Put me and you together.
There you go. I mean, this is basically like a personification of that Stevie Wonder song about the piano.
Yeah.
Ebony and ivory, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah. Except you're kind of, you know, slightly tanned. I'm slightly more tanned.
Yeah, because I've been on holiday. I've nearly caught you up.
Yeah.
I could have just done this myself.
Yeah, pretty much. You tempted to look in the mirror.
Oh, what? Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's the rules, isn't it? Because, you know, it's rightly objected to if people black up these days.
Yes.
Right? It's not the 70s anymore, is it? You can't do that. But, you know, what if I do tan to your level of colouring? People will assume I'm racist or something.
Well, that woman tried to do that last year. Do you remember that civil rights campaign in America when she tried to just change her ethnicity?
That's right, she did. Didn't go well for her, did it?
No, that did not go well. Because the reason, you know, people just get upset by these things. The thing is, if you do end up actually, you know, waking up and being a different ethnicity,
yeah,
don't go down the civil rights route, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just accept
really, that
it.
That sense of history isn't really there with you, is it?
No, it's not.
That sense of just persecution. You can't just adopt that, it turns out. All right, good. Okay, so Greg's is diversifying. Good news. What else?
I want to ask you a question, John. You're a father. If you saw a seagull swoop down on one of your children, what would your natural reaction be?
Do we know the reason it's swooping? That my first question is, what's the reason for the swoop? Why is it swooped?
Your child's are sitting there. Maybe you're walking along the beach, he's got an ice cream, and you know that seagulls, they love a 99, don't they? They love a bit of flake.
They do like that, yeah.
The seagull's probably coming in for the food.
Yeah, all right, so we hear about this kind of story regularly, don't we? Now, what's the position on seagulls? Because I know there are certain birds you can smack out of the sky with a cricket bat and no one will bat an eyelid.
Yeah.
I think of the magpie. Am I right? I think you can do anything you like to a magpie. Is that true, or I just made that up?
I don't know.
Can you strangle a magpie?
I don't know. Let's say for now, no, you can't, just in case people do.
Okay.
And then you can't. But,
okay.
Well, but, you know, just Google it first before you do it.
Yeah, but I think there are certain things you can kill with impunity.
Yeah.
Okay? Like a spider, right? A seagull, I don't know where we start. Are they a protected bird? I don't think they are.
I don't think they are. I think many people who live on coastal towns across the UK maybe might think they're slightly kind of... almost rodents with wings.
Yeah, they're big creatures, let's be honest. They are pecky. Pecky. They're dangerous and they come after your food, don't they? And there was a case in Kent not long ago where a seagull stole a man's set of Allen keys. So, you know, they can't, they'll take anything.
Yeah, once they've got Allen keys, yeah, then they could do anything with that, well, yeah, can't they?
IKEA are selling nests now.
Yeah,
so
build your own nests.
Yeah.
Well, one woman in Kent decided, as a seagull swooped onto her little girl,
yeah,
that she would punch the seagull.
This is what I'm saying. See? Yeah. See? Now, did she punch it as it was eating the food or as it was mid-swoop? How did she...
She basically, apparently, the seagull landed on her 3-year-old daughter's head and started pecking away. So yeah, the girl was, little girl was terrified.
You would
so
be, yeah.
She did the only thing that she could do at that point, yeah, and just punched it.
Yeah. There was a man last year.
The seagull, we should say.
Yeah, the seagull,
not
yeah,
the child, yeah, good point. There's a man last year who punched a shark, wasn't there?
Yeah,
in
there
Australia.
Was. Yeah.
And like, we don't have those, but seagulls are technically our sharks, aren't they? Because they attack
pretty much
indiscriminately when you're least expecting it.
On the coast.
I think we should look. There must be a list of birds it's acceptable to punch or not. I mean, you know, can you. I'm pretty sure magpies are up there. Seagull, I'm going to say, and I'm not an expert or have any knowledge of the law in this area, but I'm going to say, yes, you can punch a seagull. And
the
also,
thing about seagulls is, though, they're quite wealthy, so they can afford good lawyers.
Yeah, that's a point.
Which is
it?
Basically the law, isn't it? If you're going to attack someone, make sure they can't afford good lawyers.
Yeah. So what you're saying is we should only pick on the poor bird.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like pigeons.
Yeah. Pigeons are vermin. Can you?
I'd happily punch a pigeon.
Yeah. Can you? Well, there was that whole Dick Dastardly tried to catch a pigeon, didn't he? Mm. Tried to stop the pigeon. Stop that pigeon. Stop that pigeon. How? And he gave Muttley a medal when it killed a pigeon, didn't he?
Yeah.
So think about that. Think on that.
I don't like to encourage animal violence, but you know, maybe Muttley deserves that medal.
Yeah. Just hashtag just saying. What else have you got?
And finally, Holly Willoughby. You know, that girl of this morning, or the girl of this morning.
Oh, yes.
Sits next to Philip Schofield. She has decided to tell the Sun newspaper that she wants a fourth child. Which is, I just think that's just a really bizarre thing to tell a newspaper.
She should tell her partner.
Yeah, it's unclear.
Is she thinking she's going to be impregnated by the Sun newspaper?
I don't know. She's had four children, three children, sorry.
Yeah.
Presumably she knows how children are created.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. If you decide to have a child, whether telling a national newspaper is the conversation, the person you should be having that conversation
with. What's the legal position on Holly Willoughby? Can you punch Holly Willoughby? What's the no? Is that if she only no? Don't look at me like that. Only if she attacks your child for an ice cream.
Yeah.
If Holly
yeah,
Willoughby, yeah, right? If you turn around, Holly Willoughby is perched on your child's head, trying to get a flake out of your child's hand. Are you allowed to punch Willoughby, or at the very least push her off the child? And we need to know, or is she?
It depends. It's funny you ask that question,
yeah,
because Holly's actually got a book out called The Happy Baby, because apparently Holly's babies are all very happy,
right?
And you can get it now for $7.99,
right?
If you get the token from the Sun, or $16.99 without the token from the Sun,
right? So that explains why she told the Sun this. Then
this explains why she told the Sun this. But yeah, this will probably have a definitive answer on whether or not you could punch her if she's trying to nick your kid's yeah, flake. Because if she is trying to make your kid's yeah, flake, it's probably to make your kid happy.
Exactly. And to be clear, by the way, we're not saying, don't write in, we're not saying, you know, I'm not condoning violence towards birds or Holly Willoughby, right, at all. I'm not saying
no,
punching any woman or anyone is the right thing to do. You shouldn't do it. Unless that presenter is atop your child, who is three, pecking and trying to steal your child's confectionery. At that point, you are legitimately allowed to punch any TV presenter if they're doing that. I think, is that we're legally covered now, right?
I think so.
I think
yeah,
so, yeah.
That's absolutely fine. Mark, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
For coming in. That was.
Thanks, Lenny, as well.
Yeah, well done. Because without Lenny Henry, we wouldn't be doing this.
No.
That was the Diversity Paper Review with Mark, who is.
Bran.
It's Talk Radio. We'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 3 metre length of 110mm Hunter underground pipe for only £4.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Arnold Clark's 5-day giveaway ends tonight. It's your last chance to get 2 years free servicing on over 15,000 cars. That's 2 years worry-free motoring, saving you up to £400. Arnold Clark's 5-day giveaway ends tonight. Find your nearest branch at arnoldclark.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, details of the Orlando gun battle emerged. In the last few minutes, two England fans have been jailed for violence at the Euros, and Pistorius won't give evidence at his murder sentencing.
Talk Radio.
Police in Florida have described their operation to rescue hostages inside a gay club where a gunman killed 49 people. They used an armoured vehicle to smash through a wall, allowing people to escape and officers to shoot dead Omar Mateen. Orlando Police Chief John Mina has praised the actions of the emergency services.
Acted very heroically and courageous and saved many, many, many lives during this operation. And our one officer was struck in the Kevlar helmet right above his forehead. That Kevlar helmet did save his life. I talked to him and spoke with him at length last night. He is doing great.
The wife of the gunman insists he was mentally unstable, but his father claims that while his son did have strong anti-gay feelings, he wasn't radicalised. Mateen did pledge allegiance to the Islamic State group, and Professor Anthony Gleese from the Centre for Security and Intelligence Studies says there's other evidence he held extremist views.
We know that in 2014, he did make contact with the first American to actually go off to Syria to be a suicide bomber for the so-called Islamic State.
It comes as a pro-Brexit campaign has been criticised for drawing links between America's worst mass shooting at the weekend and the EU referendum debate. The post on the official Twitter account of the Leave.eu campaign pictured IS militants while warning people to act now before there's an Orlando-style atrocity here. Shadow Foreign Secretary Hilary Benn, who wants to remain, says it's the wrong reaction.
Acted very heroically and courageous and saved many, many, many lives during this operation. And our one officer was struck in the Kevlar helmet right above his forehead. That Kevlar helmet did save his life. I talked to him and spoke with him at length last
night. I'm sorry, that was not the right clip. We'll bring you that clip as we can. In the last few minutes, England fans Alexander Booth and Ian Hepworth have been jailed for 2 months and 3 months respectively and banned for France for 2 years each after appearing in a court in Marseille charged in connection with violence at the weekend. England captain Wayne Rooney and manager Roy Hodgson have pleaded with supporters to behave themselves at the Euro 2016 football tournament. UEFA has threatened to throw both England and Russia out of the tournament if there's a repeat of violence in Marseille. A psychologist has told a court in South Africa that Oscar Pistorius will not be able to give evidence during his sentencing hearing because he has depression. The Paralympian is facing at least 15 years in jail for murdering his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. And a British judo star who doctors said had a 1% chance of survival after a moped accident in Vietnam is arriving back in Scotland this afternoon. Stephanie Inglis suffered head injuries in the accident in May.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy and muggy with thundery showers, the heaviest across the north and east of England and southwest Scotland. The best of today's sunshine will be across northern Scotland with highs of 19 degrees.
Victoria, thank you so, so much.
If that was genuine, then that's all right. That's what I'm here to do.
Great. So, the big debate coming next. There will also be today's mystery quiz coming in the next hour. There'll be a thing, but what is the thing? You simply have to identify it. It's the mystery quiz. All right, I know the sport. I know the sport, Victoria. God, blimey. Victoria's in a really weird mood today, don't you think?
Yeah, she's happy now you've messed up.
I didn't mess up. She messed up.
Well, I don't know. She's got really happy all of a sudden.
What's wrong with her? Why, she messed up?
Don't know.
Anyway, it is Talk Radio, and as I was about to say, having thrown forward professionally to some more of the programme, Ben's got the sport. Ben's got the sport this afternoon, and it's live from the dogfight between the Imperial TIE Fighters and the Rebel X-Wings from Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Republic of Ireland captain Robbie Keane insists his age won't hinder him at Euro 2016. The Irish start their campaign against Sweden. Keane's approaching his 36th birthday, but is confident he can score goals at the tournament.
Of course, there's no question about it. Just because I've been around for a long, long time, there's still a lot of players in this world that's the same age as me. I'm fairly confident in my ability. I'm given the opportunity, first and foremost, to do the best for the team. If there's a chance there, hopefully I'll take it.
Day four of Euro 2016 is already underway. Champion Spain and the Czech Republic are goalless at half-time. Day into the Belgium versus Italy this evening. Sky Bet Championship side Reading confirmed the appointment of former Manchester United defender Jaap Stam as the club's new manager. Finally, Peyton Larson away after lunch on the final day of the third test between England and Sri Lanka at Lord's. Rain has once again forced the players off. They did have enough time to take one wicket. Sri Lanka 45 for 1 in their second innings. 317 runs for victory.
Ben there. With the sport live from the dogfight between Imperial TIE Fighters and Rebel X-Wings from Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio. The big debate coming up. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And this afternoon on the programme, before 4 o'clock, when we stop, we do have some tear gas to give away. If you need to disperse a crowd, then what could be better than some Talk Radio branded tear gas? Now, we've teamed up with our friends at Tear Gas for this excellent prize. It's guaranteed to send Russian hooligans out of any French square. Now, if you'd like some tear gas, then simply text the words tear and gas to 87222.
Start your message with the word. Talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And start your message with any word you like, what he said there. And we will text you some tear gas straight back. Tear gas. It's the most efficient method for emptying a space after Julia Hartley Brewer talking on a sofa in a Sky News studio.
Talk Radio.
Time for the big debate then. Katie Price. Has apparently hit back against some trolls. Now, presumably this was while she was trip-trapping over some self-publicity. She posted a selfie of herself. And in it, she's got a bared midriff. And and a lot of internet trolls have said her belly button's in the wrong place. They say it's too high up her, up the torso of Jordan. That's got people very angry. On the phone now, I've got Ian from Edinburgh. Good afternoon, Ian.
Hello, John.
Hello there. It's good to talk to you. You've been listening to that story about Katie Price's belly button. You're livid about the idea. I mean, do we need belly buttons? You're saying not in this day and age.
Some people think, you know, it's a little bit odd of me, but I don't mind innies. I don't like outies.
Yes.
I don't like outies, and I think any right-thinking person in this country, while we are a free society, will be abhorred, will despise the outie.
Yes. I mean, it's worth saying for balance, of course, in this period of belly button referendum that, we have to say, you know, both innie and outie belly buttons are this time certainly of equal weight. We have to say that for balance. Let's be very clear. But
you're
I mean, in some senses, you're right. I mean, but this is getting rid of belly buttons per se, just gone. You're saying we just don't need them anymore.
I am saying that. I think that certainly children need them. Babies need them in the womb. Hmm. As I understand it, there's a pipe or something that comes out of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like a pipe thing.
Yeah.
And that comes out of it. And it feeds the child or the breeder or something. I'm no doctor.
Yes.
But they need them certainly in the womb, but we don't need them out in the open air.
Okay, well, listening to that argument, I've got Jason. He's on the other line, which is line... and saying that actually, well, you're an innie for belly buttons, I think. Is that fair, Jason?
Hello, John. Yes, I am an innie for belly buttons, and I am also an outie, as you said before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for balance. Yeah, good. And rightly so.
For balance, of course, yes.
So what is it that you think we should... should be doing to keep belly buttons? I mean, why are you so passionate about them?
Well, I'm very passionate about them because I believe they're a fundamental part of the human anatomy, John.
Yeah.
Without belly buttons, all of our guts would just fall out of our bodies, and we just do not want that. Imagine the mess caused if no one had belly buttons.
Well, there's
just open holes.
Famously, well, indeed, there would be an open hole, but famously, if you unscrew a belly button, your arse falls off as well, of course. If we remove belly buttons, people's bottoms would fall off, right? And we don't want that, do we?
But of course we don't. That's another clear reason why we should keep belly buttons on our bodies.
Okay, Ian's Edinburgh, listening to that, still on the line. I mean, this is an issue, isn't it?
Well, no, quite honestly, I went out with a girl and she had an outie.
Yes.
And as just for fairness in this time of Brexit, I'd like to say that innies and outies are both valid. But just to re-emphasise that point.
Yeah.
But what it like, you know, if you suck a Malteser?
Yes.
You know what you get on the inside? It's a kind of a roundy, almost white sort of honeycomb, I believe it is. Her belly button looked like that. It looked like that.
Yeah.
And I tell you something, I'd rather she didn't have a bottom and all her lower colon was hanging out than to see that again. Ugh. Disgusting.
So he's got a point, hasn't he, Jason? Because some belly buttons are disgusting.
Disgusting.
Well, that's all down to personal hygiene, to be honest with you there, John. I mean, to be honest with you, like that doesn't sound like a belly button that I've ever seen before. I think she's actually lodged a Malteser into her own navel by accident there.
Is that possible, Ian? I mean, is it possible
To be fair, I did ask her that, and I said, look, she's a lovely young lassie, apart from that. I said, have you by any chance sucked a Malteser and stuck it in your belly button?
Yeah.
And she looked down and said, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Go on. Sorry, carry on.
No, well, I'd just like to say, you know, I mean, at least, like, you know, the Turkish, they do a belly dance. They've got the decency to not have a sucked Malteser in there. They stick a ruby. They stick a ruby in their belly button, and then we don't have to see the collection of fluff, filth, and chocolate.
Detritus. Did you...
Detritus.
Are you sure that you weren't licking her belly button with a Malteser you'd sucked yourself, and maybe it became dislodged and went in there?
I resent that. I suck a Tic Tac. I have sucked a Tic Tac when I've been intimate with a lady, and I popped that in her belly button, and that was something. That was something, but it was not. No, I wouldn't do that with a Malteser. No,
okay.
Definitely not.
No, we just need to clear that up because, you know, there will be some. Some people accusing you of that. You mentioned fluff there as well. Jason, this is interesting, isn't it? Because you're for belly buttons, as we've said. And do you think if we didn't have them, there would just be the problems that you remember some years ago when this happened, when they trialled it in Sweden, where they removed some people's belly buttons for a while, didn't they? And obviously they were socially stigmatized. They called them the smoothies. But the fluff had nowhere to go. And within a month, I think there was so much fluff on the streets of Sweden, on Stockholm, that it made life impossible, Jason. Am I right?
It did, yes. It was like, one comparison I can draw to, it was like in Indiana Jones, when Indiana is going through the forest with his scythe, just slashing all the plants around him. It was like that, but with belly button fluff, just all over the streets of Stockholm.
And you approve of that?
Places in Sweden. I do not approve. Well, yeah.
No,
I thought that was terrible. I think fluff should stay in the belly buttons. It's much more...
Right, okay.
It's a much fitting place.
Come back on that. Come back on that, Ian.
Yeah, well, I went out with a girl. She was quite a big lass, and she had a great big belly. It was an innie. It was quite a big one. Yeah. And I got to tell you something. She could collect so much of this detritus, fluff, bits of cotton, dry skin, that at the end of 1 year, she managed to fashion a cardigan out of that, and I was absolutely disgusted. She sewed it all together. She collected it all in the corner of the room. She got a pattern, a wee knitting pattern, and she turned that into a cardigan. And I was disgusted.
Well, I mean,
it smelt.
Well, yes. I mean, what did it stunk? What did it stunk of?
A stinky cardi. Stinky cardi made of belly button fluff. Disgusting.
Let's go back to the anatomy, which was mentioned earlier.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. You're right. There's a part, as I am led to understand as well. Again, like you're no expert, but there's some kind of pipe, isn't there, in the womb area that that feeds a baby or lets it breathe or something. I think is it a tube? Am I right? It's a tube to the outside, isn't it? Like when you see criminals hiding in reeds and they breathe.
It's something like that. Perhaps your guest would like. He's obsessed with this stuff. But you'd like to talk about it, what this so-called pipe does, allegedly.
What does it do, Jason, the pipe?
Well, I don't think scientists have actually figured out what this pipe does, John, to be honest with you.
But, I mean,
I think it's still a mystery to the medical profession.
Yeah, I mean, it's like hiccups, and no one knows what they're for. But I think, in layman's terms, anyway, the baby is in the womb, I think, with the pipe in its mouth.
Okay, yes.
The baby's in the lady's bottom, and it goes... in the baby's mouth.
Yes.
As I understand it, I'm no expert, I'm a fella, you know. Yeah. But the pipe, as I think it's like, hold on, I've got a book here somewhere.
I think it's sort of like a snorkel, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. It is,
Hold on, I'm just opening, I've got a wee book here.
Go on.
That's it, bottom, lady's bottom. Yeah, it goes in to the lady's bottom, what's this diagram here? It goes into the baby's... mouth.
Yes.
And it's like a sort of phone now. It's presumably can communicate with the outside world.
Yes.
I think that's what that says on there. I'm looking at that.
Good.
Let's just understand it.
I think you're right. I think I'm glad we cleared that up in many ways. Mm. This is in terms of... this trial in Sweden again. The people, you know, it's discrimination because if we get rid of belly buttons, you know, we have to collect them up. Obviously, you have to have some kind of amnesty or you know, there have to be belly button collectors to go around and carve them out of people's tummies. But then what? You just sew it smooth, Ian. I mean, what is that? What you're suggesting?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm suggesting. I don't want to be nuzzling up. I mean, I'm giving the impression I'm intimate with all sorts of ladies.
You have given that impression, yeah.
Yeah, I have, sir. But I would like to, okay, if you want something there, if you're going to miss it, stick maybe a Malteser.
Yeah.
A girl guiding badge.
Yes.
A football, you know, an Esso, a Panini sticker. Then they're not round, but, you know, you might want a rectangular one. Something, a Tussie Road Safety badge.
This is totally impractical, John. What he's saying here is just ludicrous. It is, yeah.
You like them, do you? Disgusting. You like them, do you?
I live for belly buttons, me. I love them. Can't get enough.
Well, you can get a poster of them and stick them on your wall.
Okay. Well, who's to say I haven't already done that? I make the posters.
You disgust me, people like you.
All right, then. John, let me interject here, right?
Very briefly now. We're running out of time, so very briefly. Okay. Go on.
Well, an Oxford University study has recently shown that if we had no belly buttons, we'd just have a hole in our stomach, right?
Yes.
And we already have enough holes in our body as people. This would be too many disgusting, pointless holes.
Yeah. All right. I mean, very quickly though, are you against? Are you, would you like to block? What if we suggested blocking up other holes, such as the nostrils, the anus, etc., and we block those up, and then the belly button was the main ingress and outgress of the body?
Life would be very much more efficient than that, I believe, if we did that.
Okay. Let me just. We need to sum up this debate, really, in one word, because we're running out of time. So, Jason, your four belly buttons, sum up the debate in one word for us. Jason?
Jason? Oh, no, sorry, yes, hello, yes, I'm Jason. Febreze.
Can you stop navel-gazing and give us an answer?
I've said Febreze.
Febreze. Ian, in Edinburgh, debate summed up in one word, please.
Tufty Club.
Thank you. It's 90 minutes past three. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we do need belly buttons in this day and age, a lot of people already on Twitter saying that they don't think we do. Things are a waste of time, and that babies, it's nothing more than a baby's breathing pipe. What do you think? What do you think? Do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win €1 million. Sign up now at 1millionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need 1 million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit 1millionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Skybet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Skybet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Skybet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Severe delay still on the westbound side of the M62 in Yorkshire. It's all been caused by an accident which has closed a lane between junctions 22 and 21. Congestion's going back to junction 24. In Leicestershire, the southbound M1 remains closed due to an ongoing police incident between junction 23A and 22. Congestion is going back to junction 24A. And surrounding routes also extremely congested as a result of that incident. I'm David Moore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And more details as they emerge this afternoon of those attacks on Julia Hartley Brewer following her appearance last night on Sky News with Owen Jones, who stormed off the programme. That's in the press this morning. Julia was talking about it on her programme as well. Obviously, a lot of Twitter people being very angry at Julia Hartley Brewer and attacking her. But the question, of course, is was it a Julia Hartley Brewer attack, or is it wider than that? Some say her attackers on Twitter simply don't like anyone and will attack indiscriminately. But others are saying that, no, it was an attack targeted specifically at Julia Hartley Brewer and was Julia Hartley Brewick. In its ferocity, complex, of course, all the details aren't in yet. And I can't really pass comment because I don't know what it feels like because I'm not Julia Hartley Brewer. Cornelius, you were.
Hi, John.
You went all nudie the other day, didn't you?
Well, I go all nudie every day.
Yes, but specifically, you went all nude. Now, we talked about this on Friday.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. So, on Friday on the programme, we learned that you were going to London's Naked Restaurant. Which is that? Mm-hmm. It's a restaurant where you have to be naked. But you weren't. You were going on a date, but you were going with someone from the office as a first date, which seemed a little weird to many of us. Because as a first date, I'm not sure a restaurant where you have to be fully nude is the right thing to do. Because if nothing else, it makes for an awkward atmosphere in the office the next time you're in the office because you've seen a colleague in the nude, unless. Seeing a colleague in the nude led on to other things that night.
Mm.
So, have we any... We said we'd talk about this today.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened on Friday night? What can you tell us?
Well, it wasn't really a date. It was more, obviously, a journalistic sort of thing that I do. I'm very, you know, I'm very clever. So, as a journalist, I thought I'd go and...
As a what?
Sort of a journalist.
When's that happened?
Well, I work here, so... It's a news station, isn't it? It's a speech station. I'm a journalist.
At best, you're a lame sidekick.
investigative journalist. And me and one of my fellow journalists went to discover what was going on at the Bignardi and to produce a report.
Right, the Naked Restaurant.
Yes.
Shall we hear it?
Yes, this is my report. The word Bignardi is a Hindi word meaning fundamental, base and natural. But as of last week in southeast London, it means restaurant where you dine naked and feast on raw ingredients. And by that I mean the food. So on Friday, after being invited as an esteemed member of the press, I and a fellow journalist from Talk Radio went to the Bignardi to find out whether I'd like food so much better when I'm naked. So here's how it works. When you walk in, there is a bar. In this instance, it was free. After a quick Prosecco topped up with vodka for some reason, I was invited to get changed. Now, recording in the restaurant is completely forbidden, but before we went in, I recorded this in the changing room. Okay, so I'm currently inside in the changing room. In the changing room. I don't think I'm supposed to be doing this here, but I am. There's robes, there's a locker. I'm sort of in a weird locker room, changing room at BHS. So now I'm just getting undressed, and this is a bit odd. Okay, that's it. I am now naked bathrobe. I feel like Hugh Hefner. I feel incredibly awkward. Also, it's sort of walking in felt like a gym. And now I feel like some sort of deviant at a gym, a sex pest. After getting changed, we headed into the restaurant. To describe it, I would say it was very dark with a Pangaea sort of theme. It very much reminded me of going into a reptile cave at a zoo, except without the wrinkly creatures on show, because no one had taken off their robes yet. We then took our seats on the furniture made from tree logs. As you can imagine, a part of me was already worrying about wood in this situation. Because of the dangers of splinters, of course. So after about 5 minutes, me and Zena went for it and disrobed. My modesty was protected by the table and the general darkness of the room. Zena opted for a more Calendar Girls-style approach with strategic placing of the wine jugs on the table. So far, I didn't see any Bignardis. But what about the food? Five courses, all raw, all uncooked. Here's a quick rundown.
English garden soup with pickled apple and salted cucumber.
Blech.
Cured salmon, seaweed salad and whipped spirulina mayo.
Yeah.
Goji berry, coriander steak tartare and basil.
Blech.
Sweet and salty seasonal forage.
Not bad.
Blackberries, coconut and chia mousse.
Yummy.
So that was the experience. I've been asked a lot of questions, so here are some frequently asked questions.
What did you do when you needed the toilet?
So when I went to the toilet, I put my robe back on, but at that time I was feeling quite confident. So on the way back to the table, I sort of walked back, open robe, sort of flashing the other tables a bit.
Were the waiting staff naked?
Yes, they were sort of half naked, so they're wearing sort of twine pants things, but our waitress was topless, and the section we were in was very small, so when she came into it, she was a bit close.
So did you not get a bit, you know, excited?
Ha, well, I was all right, and I was worried because I heard it was a pop-up restaurant. But how did people feel about it? Well, I thought it was a lot of fun, but then I tend to find these press events with free bars a lot of fun. I didn't find it that awkward after about 10 minutes. It was just an enjoyable night of eating food that felt like it had been found in a garden and then just put on a plate. So that was the Naked Restaurant. To sum up, it's a naked dining experience in the reptile enclosure of a South London zoo in which flashing people is acceptable. A night so enjoyable that the next day I got kicked out of Wetherspoons for dropping my trousers trying to recreate the experience.
Paid intern Cornelius at a nudie restaurant. No mention though of the Xena who you
Xena, yeah.
who you went with. I was expecting. So I thought that
she
package.
Did get a mention in there.
Yeah, a little mention. But I was expecting. You know, you went with a colleague, right? And you described how people were fully nude, and then you came back to the toilet with little Cornelius poking out. Right, and but how was it with your colleague? That's what everyone wants to know.
Well, it's fine. You know, it was fine. It was a lovely evening.
Yeah, but did you?
What?
Did it lead to...
No.
Look, I know Victoria's here, and I know she'll be jealous because she dumped you, and now you're seeing someone else, right? But I wonder, you know, but now she's seen, you know, isn't it a bit awkward in the office is what everyone wants to know? Because you've been all nude in front of a colleague, which is a weird scenario, is it not? Is it weird?
I've done it before.
Not with me.
All right. no, it's fine. It's fine. It's normal. It's not about. It's not a sexual experience, John. Although, that is the idea. It's sort of you. The idea is that I think that you forget you're naked over the course of the meal.
Yeah,
which is something I did.
Yeah,
and at the end of the meal, when I stood up, I forgot to put my robe on before standing up.
Yeah.
And it's just really tranquil, and everyone's just and then Xena just went, oh, "I've just seen your willy." Right across the restaurant. Completely undermining the whole experience.
Good work. That's Cornelius at the Naked Restaurant. We need to get... Xena's going to be back in here doing a pay-per-view soon. We need to get her side of that particular story, don't we?
Yeah, sure.
Yep. Did you not go... Did you not return the compliment, though, and go, I can see your foo-foo!
Well, no, because I couldn't, so...
Right. you should have pretended to drop something on the table.
John.
Victoria, would you go to a nude restaurant?
No.
Okay. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Orlando's police chief says many more people could have died in the mass shooting in a gay nightclub. 48 of Omar Mateen's 49 victims have been identified. The FBI has confirmed the 29-year-old was known to security services. Mayor Buddy Dias says the city will not be beaten.
We will not be defined by the act of a cowardly hater. We will be defined by how we respond, how we treat each other. And this community has already stepped up to do that.
A Twitter post by the Leave.eu campaign has sparked a furious reaction online after it drew links between the mass shooting in US and the referendum debate. Other pro-Brexit campaigners are distancing themselves from the tweet, which warned people to act now to prevent a similar atrocity in the UK. The Remain camp has called it shameful. Two England fans have been jailed and banned from France after appearing in court charged in connection with the violence at Euro 2016. Alexander Booth and Ian Hepworth were the first of the fans to be be dealt with after fans broke out in Marseille around the match against Russia. A psychologist has told a court in South Africa that Oscar Pistorius has depression, so will not be able to give evidence during his sentencing hearing. The Paralympic athlete is facing a minimum of 15 years in prison for murdering his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp 3 years ago. A 42-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of a double murder in Liverpool. The bodies of two women were found at a house in Anfield after police received a call about their safety. And the award-winning musical Hamilton is coming to London next year. The Broadway show, which won 11 Tony Awards, including Best Musical last night, opens at the Victoria Palace Theatre in October 2017. The weather, heavy thundery showers slowly easing during the evening and overnight with lows of 11 degrees. Bright or sunny intervals tomorrow and showers for many, locally very heavy and thundery, especially across northwestern England and the southern Pennines, as well as eastern England. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. Great again. Excellent. Why wouldn't you go to the nudie restaurant? Just out of interest.
I don't want to get my bits out in public.
Fine. Now then, still to come, of course, today's mystery quiz. And next, we will find out what the people think and talk to our foreign correspondent in her native language of foreign.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, to the streets then. And on the streets, of course, if you got onto the streets, if you've ever been onto the streets yourself, you've probably noticed that there's, people. And those people will have a think, won't they? And we like to go outside on the streets on a daily basis here on Talk Radio to find out exactly what the people think by sending our trained journalists out onto those streets with the people, where the people are, and the people that they think the people, don't they, because they're out on the streets. But what do they think? Today, do they think landmarks or worms?
Worms. Landmarks.
Landmarks.
Words.
Landmarks.
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 Worms.
Landmarks.
Worms.
Landmarks.
Worms.
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 Landmarks.
Worms.
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 Landmarks.
Worms.
Landmarks.
Landmarks.
Worms.
Landmarks.
Landmarks. Worms.
Landmarks.
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 Worms.
Landmarks.
Worms.
Worms.
Landmarks.
Worms.
Landmarks.
Worms.
Worms. Worms.
Landmarks.
Landmarks.
Worms.
Landmarks.
Worms.
Worms.
Landmarks.
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 Landmarks. Worms.
Words.
Worms.
Landmarks.
Worms.
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 Landmarks.
Worms.
Landmarks.
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 Worms.
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 Landmarks.
And there it is. That's what the people think this afternoon. That's what they're thinking exactly now. They're thinking landmarks or worms. But what do you think? Do you think landmarks? Or do you think worms? Let us know, of course. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
No.
Start your message with the word landmarks or worms.
So good afternoon then, you are listening to Talk Radio on the radio. It's a radio with talking on it, the clue is in the name. Hello, I am John Holmes. It's time to talk to our foreign correspondent this week, because I'm sure you're fully aware of this story. This is, of course, let me just read it to you. No matter where they're doing business, most major multinational consumer brands have one strategy when it comes to politics. Stay far, far away. from it. Companies have learned that this is very nearly impossible, though, when it comes to doing business in China, where, of course, government censorship issues invade almost every aspect of public life in one way or another. Now, on the line from China is our foreign correspondent, Mei Wong. Good afternoon, Mei.
Lei Ho.
Well, this is, of course, about Lancome, the beauty company, who found themselves in the middle of a PR nightmare because they criticised, well, they cancelled a concert in Hong Kong by the pop star and the Occupy Central supporter Denise Ho, of course, and have come under heavy criticism for that cancellation, May. Tell us something about it.
那個歌星唱歌真的很厲害的,那個大家沒那麼猛啦。
Yes. No, well, that's what many people are saying. But in terms of what the feeling is in China regarding censorship, because, I mean, this is just one more example of it, really, isn't it? Yes. But in what sense? I mean, just talk us through that a little bit more, if you would. Yes. Could expand on that a little bit. I mean, tell us a bit more about the background.
Yes.
I mean, I absolutely agree. But I mean, it's such a tricky area, isn't it? Because we hear of this sort of oppression from the Chinese government. And is it true? Does it invade every aspect of life in China?
啊，依啲唔係事實嚟㗎，依啲全部係啲人多口水啊，真係啊，識得多人又成日賣歌，而家咧後生咧有咩問題咧，佢哋會上網嚟出氣啦。
Yes, but in what sense? I mean, just talk us through that a little bit more, if you would.
誒，你咁八卦咩鬼咧？你問咩咧？
Yes, this dispute started, I think, when the state-run Chinese media outlet The Global Times stirred up this controversy because this beauty company invited Denise Ho to perform, but then as it was cancelled, there were counter protests against this and against the censorship, and some quite big name celebrities have got involved now. I mean, there's Chow Yun-fat, of course, and Tony Leung. Have spoken out in support of Hong Kong's pro-democracy protests. I mean, is that something we're seeing more of, celebrities getting involved in these pro-democracy movements? Yeah. Do continue, yes. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you say that, because... I mean, let me give you another example here, because this is, I mean, according to Denise Ho herself, this is the performer Denise Ho. She's expected to fear that this is a growing problem. She said, it's not only about her and this beauty brand, it's about the whole situation in Hong Kong where everyone is suppressed. And she said, we can't speak out publicly about anything concerning the Chinese government. I mean, is this a problem with, you know, with brands that want to expand globally, May, into markets like China? I mean, you know, what is the problem when brands meet politics?
Oh, here.
Oh, sorry, lost you there for a moment. Yeah, what's the problem when brands meet politics, would you say?
Oh, now they want to be famous,
Yeah, and I mean, in your experience on the ground there, I mean, what's the feeling, the current feeling? Because, you know, this is 2016, we're talking about China. I mean, what's the current feeling of this, you know, your man and woman in the street?
男人咧又就揸女人嘅手袋啦，依个系事实嚟啦。
Yeah, it's interesting though, isn't it? I mean, you know, what? I mean, in your opinion, what's the future involved here? In your opinion, regarding this kind of censorship?
而家咧，后生咧有咩问题咧，佢哋会上网嚟出气啦。
Yeah. No, you're right. And just finally, I mean, in terms of, you know, brands, you know, would there be a message for brands that want to expand into China? It means taking on the politicians, of course, but, you know, what's the overall message would you give?
No,
I mean, it's good to end on a joke. No, you're absolutely right. May, thank you very much for talking to us. It's been a pleasure. That's May Wong. She's our foreign correspondent talking to us from China. Are you listening to Talk Radio? I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Sun, rain, sun, rain. Summer is so on and off. Not like Now TV, where I can watch the Sex and the City box set to make me all hot and bothered. Or I can get chilled to the bone with that new show Outcast from the Walking Dead crew. I've got 11 top channels not on Freeview and over 250 box sets to keep me company on a rainy day. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know Screwfix.
OK, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Yorkshire, severe delays still on the westbound M62 between junctions 22 and 21 following an accident which has now been cleared, so hopefully that situation will start to improve. The southbound M1 closed off due to an ongoing police incident in Leicestershire between junction 23A and 22, and that's causing long delays on surrounding routes. And in Worcestershire, the southbound M5 has slow traffic due to an accident which has now been cleared, junctions 4A and 5. I'm David Moore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The thing about the news is it's rather complicated. I don't know whether you've spotted that, Cornelius.
The news.
It is, isn't it? I mean, John. It's quite a complicated
John
array, isn't
I don't
it?
Think I've ever mentioned this.
But there's facts.
The news.
There's facts.
The news. John, I can't...
And there's new, and they've come together, and it's complicated.
John, you'd think I could get my head around it.
I would think that.
But, John, I just can't get my head around it.
Well, we can help with that, because distill the news down to its component parts, very much its basics. I'm not a chef. But I know if you burn something off, you get down to its component. You get it's a jus, if you like. It's not race. It's not a jus, right? And you can boil it down. And if you boil news down to a jus, what you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry.
Yes.
And so we explain the news on Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're using five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. That's the medium. Because it's the news in haikus.
Queen's birthday parade. Very much rained on, so the hampers were damper.
The news in haikus. Right, it's time for the Monday mystery. So on a Monday afternoon, if you're a regular listener, you will know that we test your skill with the Monday mystery and give away £10,000. £10,000.
£10,000 is not available.
£10,000 is what we give away.
£10,000 not available.
Show every Monday afternoon.
Monday afternoon.
By getting your guesses for the mystery quiz. Now, the mystery quiz today is a mystery voice quiz. All you have to do is listen very carefully to this mystery voice that we're about to play and identify the person. It's like Who's on Heart, except better. The mystery voice quiz, listen to this very carefully. There could be £10,000.
£10,000 not available.
Up for grabs if you correctly identify this mystery voice.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Right, who's that? Who is that?
God, that's difficult.
Yes, it is today. Who is that voice? Who owns that voice? Who said those words? Look. There's 10 grand.
No, there's not.
In this. £10,000.
Out of this.
Up for grabs if you identify.
Down for grabs.
The mystery voice. Let's hear it again.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Who's that?
I don't know, John.
Well, no, you're not allowed to know because you can't win anyway. You can't win the £10,000.
There's nothing. You're correct, because no one can.
£10,000, up for grabs.
Down for grabs.
If you can identify this mystery voice.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Right, who is it? Guesses are already coming in. You can get your guesses in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any guess you want.
You are identifying that that mystery voice. John, is it the regular Right Stuff off of Channel 5 panellist Lowry Turner? It's a good start. Jill, she sent that in. Hi, Jill. Let's have a listen to it again.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
No, I don't think it is. No. Good guess though. John, is it the former Blue Peter presenter and also Right Stuff panelist Janet Ellis? It's not Janet Ellis.
It does sound like a Right Stuff panellist today, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's not Janet Ellis. Cornelius, you've got some guesses.
Yes, too. Nigel says, is it the head spokesman of the National Obesity Forum, Tam Fry? Because he appears on every other programme on this station.
Oh, no, let's have a listen.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
No, it's not. Look, concentrate, because I promise there's £10,000 up for grabs.
No, there's not.
£0,000. We rolled it over from last week. When it was £1 million, I think we've actually rolled it back.
No money was ever
like a sort
available.
Of financial foreskin.
I'm Ed Sheeran.
Who's that? Identify.
It's hard to say, John.
That voice. So all you've got to do, John, is it the comedian and sometime Right Stuff panelist Dominic Holland?
I like him.
Says Colin there. And also Dominic Holland's asked that as well.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not. No, it's quite it's a difficult one, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, while you're thinking, right, because I realise how difficult it is, what we're going to do is bring you this afternoon, again, on a Monday we like to do this, you know Talk Radio? If you listen to Talk Radio, what you'll find is you'll get two opposing opinions because it fills time. What you do is you have a subject, then you get an opinion here, and then you get an opinion there, and they come together and they oppose, and then there's an argument, and that's sort of how it all works. Works. It's like LBC's the same. It works. It's just Jeremy Vine radio. It's all the same sort of stuff, right? So, but what happens if you take two opposing musics and put them together? Does it jar? Does it heckers like? No. it doesn't. It actually creates something more harmonious. To wit, the talk radio in the afternoon eargasm. Today we bring you, while you're thinking of the mystery voice sounds like this.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
And while you're working out who that mystery voice is, why not listen to Elvis, one music, versus Simple Minds, the other music, coming together to make two opposing music. Harmony. This is called Simplicious Minds. Elvis versus Simple Minds. There, some of your guesses coming in. John, is it, was that mystery voice then the voice of Wall-E, the robot Wall-E from the film Wall-E?
Wall-E.
All of that. No, Lisa, I'm afraid it wasn't that. Guesses, Cornelius, anything?
Yes, Terrence says, is it Romeo Challenger, the drummer from the 50s pop rock group Shawaddy Waddy?
No, but that is a very good guess. Don't forget, though, there's £10,000 riding on this.
No, there's not.
£10,000 up
for grabs. £0,000.
If you guess the mystery voice right this afternoon. That's this afternoon's eargasm. Elvis versus Simple Minds for you while you've been thinking. Right, let's have a listen to that mystery voice again, because no one's got it right so far. So it's worth replaying. Now listen very carefully to this, because you could win £10,000.
No, you can't.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Who's that? Very tricky. John, is it the comedian and Right Stuff panellist Stephen K. Amos? Is it Stephen K. Amos, the... Let's hear it again.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Right, very close, actually. Close. John, is it the former presenter and Right Show panellist Gail Porter, who once had her bottom shown on the Houses of Parliament? No, it's not that. John, is it the television dance person and Right Stuff panellist Craig Revel Horwood? Let's have a quick listen to that.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
£10,000 up for grabs. No one's got it.
No, it's not.
You're going to have to roll it over. Sam Delaney's here, though. No mistaking his voice. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
Great. That's that banter done.
So you saw that our Rudd was in Marseille at the weekend, up to his usual boisterousness.
Our very own work experience slash now slightly paid Rudd.
They're paying him money, and I said to them from the beginning, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
And now they found out why. Because he saved up what little pittance they pay him, and he's gone to Marseille, causing trouble, hasn't he?
He's a hooligan.
He's a hooligan, yeah.
Is he a hooligan or is he a support? Because I noticed in the press, the British were supporters, but the Russians were hooligans. Mm. So.
Yeah, well, there's a media war's broken out, which is one of the most fascinating things surrounding what happened in Marseille at the weekend, which, you know, obviously was horrible and frightening. And we're talking to our own Jamie Stangren, who's a regular on my show, yes. Who was out there as a normal England supporter. And I had a little chat with him at the weekend to check up if he was all right, in a fatherly way. I texted. And it did say, I've been to a lot of football matches all over the world in my time. And, you know,
and a lot of fights, I mean.
And lots of fighting. Yeah. I've had loads of enjoyable fights over the years.
Yeah.
But this did not sound like an enjoyable fight. It sounded horrible. So we were speaking to him. But yeah, the media is like, a lot of the Russian news channels were describing it as if it was a war in which their hooligans behaved with kind of great pride and sort of nobility. They were like, they were attacked by a legion of drunk islanders. That's how they described the English football fans. It was basically Gary and the lads from Clacton drunkenly lobbing a plastic chair at no one in particular. But they kind of made out it was... they sort of describe... They're very much describing their own fans as brave heroes. And meanwhile, of course, our media are describing our fans as just innocent victims. I suppose there's a little bit of truth in all of it.
Yeah, okay. Good, Sam Delaney, getting to the truth on
Talk
Radio.
I wouldn't go that far. I would say, Sam Delaney, talking about this subject.
Next on Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.